Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
All my life I had to fight, nigga. All my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Alright, do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I seek you. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Sit back and chat, I strap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when the killer's dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
We gon' be alright. Alright, we back. We had to make it happen. I don't know what happened. All I know was we was talking. Last I remember, I mentioned Dr. Umar was on the show. Next thing I see, people sending me stuff all over his Instagram. He with a white woman. I said, no shit, Sherlock. Everybody kind of you on a game plan about putting the school together and got shit together and you still watching this shit, that's your fault. So more out to y'all. And then we went dead because I'm about to come back with some more. Oh, yes, yes, yes. The Great Inquisition. This program about to get hot. If you jump back on, thank you. Appreciate it. If you didn't jump back on, listen to the simulcast. It's like a part two because we did not want to get cut off. But now that we back on, let's start it up. Like I told you before, we went through all the phases. Incarceration based on Inquisition law. Worshiping the five planets. Jesus is Saturn. Tabitha, my man said, the witches was some of the indigenous women of the Amerindians. Black and white magic, Salem witchcraft, Salem witch hunt, all that. What area is that? That's all the Native Americans in that area. Not including how all this could take place if you still owe people. Now, let's get busy. I told you the country came together in 1789. Should be well known in your mind. 1789. Why ain't that known? Why ain't that known? We worshiping another holiday. Ain't even the same one. And it's all holy, 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 however you want to call it, day. Now, I'm going to kick y'all back in here. A lot of stuff, jump in. If you can't get in, yeah, hey, I don't know what's going on. Those of you who are in the line, if y'all being told something crazy, it ain't me, because I see that I put it right back on. I told y'all 12, we on. So jump in. Hopefully you can get in. That's the way it's looking. But nonetheless, we're going to persevere and keep this knowledge going on and on. Now, if this is the case, and we again, we saying that these wars, today was these wars, it's all based off trade, all commerce. Y'all know this. But who, at whose expense? At whose expense? Who's getting the dividend? Now, I watched some television yesterday because it was raining all day here. A lot of documentary. I think I watched three good ones. I watched Sam Cooke one that's on Prime. They could not play the music, everybody. Listen carefully. They could not play the music of Sam Cooke because the company that hold it is allegedly the company that killed him. So long story short, this movie was just strictly on the court cases. And, man, we got to see how they could overlook stuff in court depending on who the beneficiary is. And it was this one dude named Klein. He dead now. 2009, he died. Excuse me. Beautiful story. Corrupt story. Beautiful story. Sam Cooke was ahead of his time, y'all. That movie that they did in Miami, he was about to get off. He was already getting off, but he trusted this dude so much. It was really strange. When the dude had a hit with the Rolling Stones and different groups, you know, everybody was worshiping because he was able to get you out your record contract. But he would put you in his contract. His contract was like a dummy contract where he would get all your royalties. And you see that how lucrative this man was. He wanted to own himself. He gets taken out. The craziest story ever. They actually show you the body. The family tells this story. Not nobody else. His family tells this story. White folks who was a Sam Cooke lover and this one woman who stood with him from the very beginning. Still with him, she was in the story. She told it all. She could see she old, but still dressing hip. I said, man, that's deep. That's deep. I said how they wanted to tell the story. They had one record produced. And you could see that they was not tell you who it was, but they say it's everything possible. So I said to myself, man, that's amazing how the record world knew this, though. Back in the day, all them, Ray Charles, all the Kane, all, I mean, his freedom was a lot. Ali was there, you name it. But they had stopped knocking us off. I'm just going to deal with us. They're going to start. It would have stopped knocking us off. And, you know, I said to myself, man, they could knock us off. And our people go sing, get the best eulogy, the greatest funeral ever, but he's still dead. He doesn't get no benefit from this. You know, family still, you know. And I looked at what happened. I said, man, that's deep. What happened to my brother? In Buffalo, that happened with the car, and we see it happen with the white gentleman before him, and we just watch it. You know, we watch it like it's a show, like this is the popcorn, like my brother be saying. So I want y'all to just take a minute and think for a minute when we play this, because this is like a calling for everybody, and we can continue to watch this. Then there's nothing that could not be said that could happen to us if we continue to watch this. That's how deep this is. Now, if we got any love for ourselves and people around us, even people that they, you got to listen to some people now. Now, this is one of them old-time brothers who got killed himself. What was your cry out for gun control then, everybody? Take a think about what you're talking about today. You talk about gun control. Were you upset, those of you in the 60s, when they were shooting everybody? That's when gun control should have been, really, if you wanted to say gun control. But at the same token, if you took the guns away then, you really have been led to the slaughter, because there was many who had guns. The deacons of defense that guarded Martin Luther King had guns. Blacks with guns was a big thing. They went to Cuba. You know, so this gun thing y'all getting drawn into, you better think a minute. So I like to play people from the dead who was killed with guns and say, man, what were they thinking at that time? I couldn't find no better person in the region of the five but to play this person right here for all you in the region five. Listen to this man and what he said. Very prophetic. He actually warned everybody. That could have been the reason why it happened to him. See, because he realized something that everybody has to say, where is this going? What's the end game? And I'll take all calls after you listen to one of our dead brothers who none of y'all worried about gun control then. Ain't no jumping around talking about gun control. They killed this brother. No. It was still get guns.
Fred, where does the Black Panther Party stand concerning the Weathermen, the SDS?
We stand way back from the SDS and the Weathermen because we believe that the Weathermen action, there's two actions. There's REM 2 and Weathermen. We think they call them both national action. We think that REM 2 is national action, Weathermen is national reaction, you know. We think it is anarchistic, opportunistic, individualistic, it's chauvinistic, it's custeristic, and that's the bad part about it. It's custeristic in that its leaders take people into situations where the people can be massacred, and they call that revolution. And it's nothing but child's play, it's folly, and it's criminal because people can be hurt. We say that they're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. When they take people down and just do nothing, play around, and the pigs are prepared for this, and they'll wipe all of those young people out. We think these people may be sincere, but they're misguided. They're muddle heads and they're scatterbrains. The only way we can show them is to criticize them like we're doing right now and then leave from here and go to the federal bill and have a demonstration that's to educate, a demonstration that is disciplined and organized. You know, and that's what we're going to have to do and let them see the example.
Tell me why you feel the approach of the SDS weatherman is wrong.
I feel it is wrong, just as I said before.
No, don't tell me just you said before. That's why I asked you again. Just answer straight, because okay. In case we use this part. Let me ask you again. Why do you feel that the approach of the SDS weatherman is the wrong approach?
I feel that it's wrong because it's pig action. They're doing exactly what the pigs want them to do. They're leading people into a situation where it's an astronomical situation, too great for the people to deal with. It's a situation where you got a bunch of mechanical pigs with 357 magnums and shotguns and mechanical mace and all that type of thing. And then they're talking about they're going to carry on a revolutionary struggle. That's not revolution. It's insanity. It's a madness. It's nostalgia. And it's a massacre. That's a potential massacre. That's what it is. And we don't support that because we say all power to the people. All the power is manifested in the people. We don't have any people whose lives we believe that should be thrown away.
Has the Weatherman SDS tried to get you to go on their side? Have you met with them and what happened?
We met with the Weatherman faction of SDS several times. We've had ideological struggles and we have ideological differences. So what we did was we had the other faction of SDS that agreed with the Black Panther Party called for an alternate action, a way of discipline, an action not to provoke pigs, an action not to talk about setting up confrontations with the pigs because the people are not ready for confrontations. These confrontations that they have are premature. They're politically premature and they're wrong because they commit people in a situation which they're not anywhere prepared for.
Well, why do you think the Weatherman SDS tried to link the Black Panther Party to its movement?
I don't know if it was actually the Weathermen of SDS. I'd have to say that it was the establishment press that is nothing but a tool of Warden Nixon's machine. We call him Warden Nixon because the whole world is a penitentiary, and he's just the warden of the whole world. And you see, these people are just an arm that he uses for fascist oppression, you know. And I think today, these fascist news media might have did that.
Now, briefly, how would you sum up what the Weatherman SDS is trying to do and what you think of what they're trying to do?
I said that basically they believe that white people need to learn how to struggle, that they believe that these white workers need to learn how to struggle through confrontations. I'd have to say that basically I believe that this is incorrect. I believe that white workers have been struggling. They're some of the most violent people in the world. I believe that what they need is they need a redirection in their ideology and in their politics. They need to know who to struggle against. The workers need to start to begin to learn that their job is to struggle against the bosses. And until they do this, then struggle is incorrect. It's like no struggle at all. We say that if you don't struggle correctly, you shouldn't struggle. But you should struggle. We said dare to struggle and you dare to win. Dare not to struggle and you don't deserve to win. But we have to struggle properly.
What about the special approach of Weatherman, which seems to be violence?
Well, you see, I don't think it's really violence, you know what I mean? I think it's just a lot of folly, it's a lot of child play. I think that to have violence, you've got to be able to cope with violence, you know what I mean? And that's what the Black Panther, see, the Black Panther Party, a lot of people say we're violent. We're a self-defense organization that believes that the people should be educated what's going on. Yes, we do defend our offices and we do defend our homes. This is a constitutional right everybody has, and nothing funny about that. The only reason they get mad at the Black Panther Party when they do it is for the simple reason that we're political, and they don't want to admit this. There are a lot of young organizations around, but we are a political organization. We're an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. That it's just like you stretch something, and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be in another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war, and that's where we're at.
Well, then why do you feel it so?
Now, I'm going to ask y'all, just think about it. He's talking, that's Fred Hampton, if you didn't know that. Said he didn't want to get into, sound like he would say today, what would he say today? Would that be Antifa, Black Lives Matter? All these groups sound like the groups he's saying, man, that's kids play. That's not, we ain't prepared for all that. We don't have nothing else to back it. That's what he was actually saying, if you look at it on our level of thought here to here, same talk. Now, who is the weatherman in the group he's talking about? Those are the same people that trained Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, the Weather Ground, who created, they was robbing banks. They was able to be robbing banks and stuff and get away with it. It was like a strategic. He said they were with the police. He said they worked with the police. That's what he told y'all. You watch him get shot. I ain't hear you call for gun reform then. We have the crystal pay. Get ready. See, that's part of the Great Inquisition. That we ain't stopping that talk. See, you under the Inquisition. Don't even know it. Don't even know it. 1-3-1 I got y'all back in here. Y'all jump in. I'm putting many of y'all put your hands up. I got this. Y'all jump in. Hey, you can't say the people don't know that they didn't. Maybe they don't know that this, all this is taking place right before their very eyes. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes, well, that's good. You played him, but get back. You said something about Umar Johnson, man. Umar Johnson got took down by a woman down there in Fort Lauderdale. He was trying to holler at.
He
was stalking her, man. This has been a couple of years ago, man. But yeah, this Fred Hampton thing, man. You right, bro. What they talking about gun control? I exercise tongue control. If I exercise my tongue and shut the hell up, then I won't be getting into it with nobody, man. But I let somebody else talk.
That's a good one there. Tongue control, man, I got to make a shirt off some of your saying. Gun control, tongue control, it's all the same. Yeah, I think I can see that analogy. Because if you said sometimes it's going to go, because see, the confrontation makes you bring the gun out. Now, the gun got ramifications, of course. You just can't shoot nobody. But if you shoot them in a right of defense stance that they put out there, you will have to go to a serious court. And like I say, they'll tell you straight up. You have to kill the person. So with that law in effect, let you know that confrontation should be wanted to be kept at a low minimum. But we ain't talking about confrontation. We talk about inquisitional purges that's going out to do these things. I ask anybody, where are they getting the guns at, man? They 18. State is hard to get a gun in New York State. They give regular people a hard time, so he could not have been regular. See, these are irregular people that they have, because a regular person gonna have to go through the procedure. They gonna look for your gun, look for your seat. So this guy got spaced out. I want y'all to realize the amount of money that it for the equipment they had alone. It's amazing that we just don't say, wow, how does that happen? Then we find out that in Buffalo, he's been caught with an FBI agent as a tutor. Come on, somebody.
Yep, and I sent y'all the information about Atun Wafin, man. The group started in Tampa in 2015, man. Well, these dudes try to act like they lone wolves. One shooter, but they're the group, man, called Atun Wafin. I sent y'all that, man, on the information about that group, man.
So there you go. We just said what you said. How could it? We talking about what you said personally. How the hell can somebody sit there on regular mental television and tell me you believe, you heard Fred Hampton say, Fred Hampton said that the news was fascist back in his own time.
Yep.
Ain't that fake news? Ain't that fake news, everybody? He was telling you the news was fake. He said the news behind this and so forth. Let's get some more calls in. Y'all jumping on. I told you about to get hot. Y'all thought we was playing today. We ain't
Brother
playing
D.
today. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Jump in. Hey, I just want to bring it to the family attention. I'm on a website called govtrack.us. It's government track. So it is basically telling you about a lot of the different bills and these so-called acts that
right.
they are trying to put together in legislation. So this first one is called Justice for Victims of War Crimes Act would allow war crimes prosecutions of people found in the U.S. even if neither alleged perpetrator nor victim is American. So you're wondering why Ukraine can get $40 billion. They just, all they're doing is taking advantage of our legislation process and getting a bag out of it.
Getting a bag. Getting a duffel bag.
You know what I'm saying?
Duffel bag boy. It's duffel bag boy time. He must put duffel bags, and
check the name of some of these other acts in different legislation they're working on in the government. Student
yeah.
Loan Accountability Act. Something about preventing Biden from canceling most types of student debt.
Right.
Okay. Then they got another one. I don't even see how they can put Trump on the government bills right now, but they're doing it. Okay. No Tax Breaks for Radical Corporate Activism Act. This would punish companies that fund employees travel to the other states for abortion or gender-affirming care. Here go another one, Fabric Act. It is the first ever congressional bill regulating the fashion and clothing industries. Oh, my God, they're going to mess with your red bottoms.
Right.
Cops, here go another one, Cops Resolution Act would require House members to ride along with law enforcement in their district every 2 years.
Every 2 years.
You can't
yeah.
make this stuff up, bro. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Yeah.
Stuff
every
hilarious.
2 years, I'll come see y'all every 2 years. How about that? That's cool. Let me ask you about this because it's very dangerous, obviously, to hear people talk this way and then have an uninformed public argue with you as if they read a law. The average thing I know to find it dumb is I'm going to do a radio show on just going around asking people this question. Can you give me a policy that Trump gave you that was devastating to you? And, you know, they talk about January 6th and all that. That's not a policy, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. So we're talking about something that legislation, some type of legislation that the most powerful man for the last 4 years was in office could have just made your life miserable. I don't know no policies he put on the book, bro.
I'm glad you're about to, because I'm going with this premise because the country's at a crossroads in so many ways. I mean, you got people talking about.
I can name one he helped us out with.
Yeah, it's a couple of those. But I'm just going to go with that negative premise right there because that's where everybody mainly at. To tell positive on this, just tell me yourself. And when they can't do this, then you know we dangerously involved in the most degenerative political scheme ever where we can't even go to a church, figure out how y'all functioning.
Bro,
they
trying to, just like you just played for Hamlin, they trying to take your ability to protect yourself and protect your young and protect
That's
your
right.
elderly. They, if in Buffalo,
right.
they just shot up your elderly. They just did that, and I don't know if anybody heard. They got some retired federal agent used to be.
Yeah, we said that.
Going
yeah,
back
we,
and
we,
forth with
back
the
and
guy,
forth
the
with
young,
him. Yeah,
18-year-old.
Yeah, that's right. We
now,
said
I know
that.
That they keep narrating him as an 18-year-old. No, he's a killer. He's a thug. And you have to let that be known and change the narrative
because
of
he
your
ain't
community.
Getting, but that's where we get into this program. We trying to say this was an inquisition. We got people now in power in the governorship. In the governorship, everybody. These governors, y'all worrying about the president.
But check this
That's
out.
Not,
they
it's
telling
the
you,
governor.
Oh, we finna buckle down on your weapons. But we commending Ukraine and we encouraging their government
to give
the citizens guns.
To get weapons.
To give
right,
them weapons.
Right.
So that they can fight
for
their freedom.
Thank you. Now, this is where you got to know it's an oxymoron. and then you might be a moron. Because no way anybody could this brother articulate as simply as he just did. Didn't take a lot of say, hey, he didn't pontificate with high intellectual vocabulary. He just said straight up, we're gonna give Ukraine, brag about them, how they fighting back. We got to get them weapons. We got to do all this, all that. Find out they are Nazi, German Nazi Inquisition government, very nasty, who former
and,
leader...
And this past week, they had to make the military, because people started noticing they had a Nazi type of symbol on their military uniform.
Right.
So they made the whole military remove those symbols on there.
Now think about it. Now they do this. Now you just said earlier. Now 40. Let me just say it want $40 billion to go to Ukraine. Then come over here and get the sisters as well. Yet you wouldn't give the black farmers who brother Boyd came on Fox Television, and he came bipartisan because he still had Democrat. They let him come on and talk. It's pathetic, everybody. It's pathetic. You can't even blame Republicans in your state. Many of you don't even have them. Most of you liberal New York, parts of the North, basically, seems to have a high concentration of Democratic policies all through black neighborhoods that is performed by blacks. So you can't even complain. That's how you know you're lying to yourself. You complain about your own people who follow the policies that is dedicated to them because they joined the group. They're part of the crowd.
They drive on.
It don't even make sense what you're saying.
I'm going to digress.
It don't even make sense.
Civil rights dreams can cause economic nightmares.
Mm. That's a song right there, bro. Somebody get with that one. Civil rights dream called economic nightmare. And I think that could be a case. Cause you know what I'm going to say this? Everything I watched yesterday, I'm not saying it's to be mean, but somehow Spain wanted, we're going back to the damn thing here. The Converse sneakers, five-pointed stars on your sneakers. Seems like Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, the three great lights, are at war. And this war with the three great lights seems to have an issue here that they don't explain to the people, obviously. And not only is it just a black and white thing, because that was only given to them because they needed to have a caste system. Hope y'all know that. If you don't know that by now, I don't even know what to tell you. If you don't know
Martin Luther King, Martin Luther King, the Republicans say we coming to Washington to get our check.
Yeah, to get the check. But when you want to get the check, man, you got to realize who is your lawyers. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say to bring some more calls on. You have to know that you're under Vatican rule, everybody, because the Inquisition, they were lawyers. We're the only group right now that got all these lawyers in our governmental system. All inquisitors, prosecutors, mainly prosecutors.
Governors, mayors.
Yes. our prosecutors are number one in your rulership patterns in your area. So you need to wake up real quick.
And a lot of them are black women.
Oh, shit.
Attorney, come on. You can't make this shit up, bro.
Can't make it up, but the facts make it happen.
The gender wars have came to fruition. The gender wars have came to fruition.
Oh, has it? Yes, it has. But now, let's go with it. I told you in the beginning of this program, part two, if y'all didn't catch it, but I heard two parts of this on the same day. So, look, the crescent moon is going to be between Venus and, that one up first, when Jupiter gets involved, Jupiter is going to go into an angle.
Hello? Bro, you got cut off again.
Yeah, we were getting too deep, bro.
Yeah.
That's how they rock.
Yeah, they cut him off again, man.
That's how they rocking, man. It's all good, though. We on this call, man. We are gifted. we are chosen, and just like I say, bro, it's about this currency, man. They finna get ready.
Yeah,
to
we the red
pills. Go diabolical.
Yeah, we the red pills, man. The glitch in they making. The glitch in they making.
They done made everybody invest in that crypto, and now they finna try to pull the rug from up on them. It's the same playbook, the same blueprint.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all know, man. Just look up Bank of America and the ATMs, man. Anybody try to put some money in the ATM or Bank of America, it don't never get to your account, man. Okay, that's just the ATM. So Bank of America, man, they're the one that had a problem with the man Kugler up here, Ryan Kugler. So
man, I ain't messed with Bank of America in years. That's a dangerous bank. Them,
yeah.
Hell, all of Wells Fargo, man.
Yeah. That's right. That's why I at least go to a little black bank, man, you know. That's who I deal with, my people, man.
Or because, find you a good local credit union.
Yeah. But speaking of that word inquisition, that's inquisitor. That means we trying to dig shit out, man. See, they perverted that word inquisition. Okay, we all us on this line inquisitive. We trying to figure this shit out. We investigating. Going to the
right,
root of this bullshit.
Right, trying to put the puzzle together. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So we inquisitive, man. So that ain't no bad word to be inquisition, inquisitive. I go back to the root word.
Now, what I was going to say, it was, what is that motherfucker's name? He's a state senator here, and he was saying the other day, and I don't know if y'all been hearing, like a lot of these politicians are starting to speak out saying that you don't have no constitutional rights, especially when it comes to your owning guns and stuff. We need to start paying attention to that.
Yes, sir, because the Second Amendment was started. It was really started when they went after England, but then in the 1800s, they changed the Second Amendment to get black people in line, man, runaway slaves, man. That was the Second Amendment about now.
Mm-hmm.
By keeping us in check, because they're scared of us resurrected. That's what they're scared of.
Because what they're doing
Trump,
now.
Yeah, old Trump, he tore up the second constitution, man. That's why, like, a lot of people don't know that. We got Trump still president of the first constitution, and Biden, the other president of the second constitution. So they really at war, man. And it's a good thing to be alive, man. They really at war.
Right. Now, when they had that meeting in Davos about the medical sovereignty, now there was an article, I didn't get a chance to send it to you, but it was an article that came out, a report that came out, I think, yesterday or today. They were saying that a lot of countries are not going, I think Africa, it was Africa, I forgot the other country, it was a bunch of them, they not with that whole medical sovereignty piece. Because if all more countries sign on to it, that's basically saying given the WHO control of all their the so-called pandemics or whatever, and a lot of countries are not signing on to that shit. Brazil is another one. They said they're not Brazil, Africa, and some other countries. They said they're not doing it.
Yeah, because they know who behind that shit, Bill Gates and Fauci. And some of these countries, they got warrants out on Bill Gates and Fauci, man. Okay, that's why they can't go too far, man. They better stay close to the house, especially Bill Gates. They got warrants on his ass with all them other poison he been pushing, man. And then I found out yesterday, they trying to put that venom, that poison in your food. They trying to grow that shit in lettuce and shit, man.
They trying to put that shit in the water. They trying to put that shit. They really trying to get people to take it. If you ain't going to take the shot, they're going to find another way to put it in the food. That's why, like I said, Bezos and all them trying to take over, buy up all this farmland and everything so they can control the food. I wouldn't be surprised if they were putting that shit in the baby formula. You see, supposedly all the baby formula magically disappeared now and then came back. They probably put some shit in there.
Back. Yeah,
that was the FDA.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay, go ahead, run your
okay.
Show.
Internet went out. We back in there. Thank y'all. Good gracious. I heard it, baby meal food, but hey, I'm gonna say I did hear you say something about the guns before. Let me just say this: the gun laws. Don't forget that gun law was actually for us to protect ourselves. That Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up.
Right.
Clarence Thomas did a whole thesis on that thing. That's the only thing that it couldn't happen without us. The gun law was definitely manifest on us being going through that period of time where we had no weapons. And so that's when we got the weapons. Now you got to realize it had to come after the Civil War because they gave us weapons.
They gave us weapons. Yep. That's right.
Let's keep it going. We about to get hot again because this place is going to well, y'all have no idea. Now, y'all seen The Purge in full action. That's only one zombie. What happens when y'all let New York? I'm going to go with New York because y'all about to go into Gotham City. They just today, everybody, did the whole movie, the thing. They actually killed the judge. Found out where they lived at, and now the judges. This is Batman.
They killed the lady judge a couple of months ago, about a year ago.
Yeah, well, all I know is that the one judge that's a lady now, she wanted where nobody can see where they live at. So now we go into the part we said earlier where, remember we said earlier where they going to have a secret court that can come to your house and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you're going to have to go and explain to the inquisitor, the inquisition and inquisitive, that's why they call the inquisitors. They know everything about you. You just hit on the nose. They are inquisitive. They know everything about you. But they know more about you than you know about them. Yeah, they are.
But then by you putting stuff, kids putting shit on social media, you feeding them more information.
That's my point. But that's my point. You giving them you self-medicating on their media, giving them all your, we said it earlier, what people would even think they could win a war and you give all your logistics up online.
Especially I hear everybody on the show talking about what they got at their house, man, and they got a damn license pretending all this shit.
Yeah, I ain't trying to tell y'all to tell me nothing. Y'all better be trying to figure out, quit telling people if you got food in your bag. Because why I say, man, you know, I always argue with y'all about it. I say, you know, you think you're going to be able to really protect, you heard what I said, you're going to be able to protect this shit, you think, if they send out a zombie force. Because they already making the phones go to 5G. I already know. My phone told me I will have to change up. That's Verizon told Metro. And so I don't know where y'all not believing this is not happening, but it's happening. And we just online as best we can to make sure you see it's all happening together.
But think about it. When you're going back to this old zombie paradigm, look, well, like I'm just going to use it here, for example. All these kids out here, 13, 12, 13, 14 years old, carjacking people, robbing people. They're not getting locked up.
Right.
They're not getting prosecuted. They're getting sent right back out there in the street. They're creating zombies. White suburb out here. Some kids was riding around the neighborhood trying to steal a car, and the lady came out with her son. They start shooting at the son and shut up their house. About four kids, and it's like this is becoming a common thing up here every day. But they know that if they get caught, they're not gonna get any trouble. They already know this
because this is the time of anarchy. We've been saying it. Y'all been saying it. It's the time of anarchy. We've been saying anarchy. We done had a bunch of blood moons that told us it was going to be anarchy. So, I mean, I don't see where, you know, I know to us we saying, but what I'm saying to the people out there that's listening to us talking, y'all like, you know, have to realize this has been very well orchestrated, everybody. Y'all are blessed to see what you're able to see because this is well organized.
At the end of the day.
Obviously, Our jobs are even now implementing Chinese. I just brought some copper. I do still work out shit. I get the copper tone. I look at the back of the copper tone leg thing, the warm keeping gear. It is made in China. I said, damn, this is crazy.
Yep.
We got all the celebrities, all the celebrities, everybody is not telling us the truth. Because Shaq, Shaq gonna do some great things. Everybody who got money have done probably some good to their family members. You know, we don't know who they helped, so there's no need to even get into that debate with that. But the money thing, if they all are millionaires, if they truly are all millionaires, you said you deal with a black bank, Brother West. Ain't no black bank here in Florida. It's credit unions, that's for sure. But ain't no black banks in my part of Florida at all. So right then and there, show you it's a hell of a disconnect that you can even find a black bank. I know Georgia, we had one in Liberty City, one. And if it is, it's only one, which that one should have been the main bank by now to be bigger banks. So we never really went to the bank because a bank, if it can't support the neighborhood with infrastructure and loans, it's no good to us. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It's no good to you. If you got a black bank that can't get you a good mortgage rate, then what good is the black bank by only face only? So that means that its capital is not even enough to sustain the community. So you're going to have to go to the Bank of America's and all them other banks. So that's just the way the Arab. And who are you mad at? Because the Arabs control Bank of America.
Well, Killer Mike got a bank, man, called Greenwood, man. Called Greenwood.
That's great.
Killer Mike, a bank online.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. But I'm just going to say that I'm not going to go certify any of that. Y'all in your area, y'all want to believe in Killer Mike in Atlanta and Georgia, go right ahead. That's good. Y'all proved to me that it's real. Just like y'all was going to prove to me that Dr. Umar was real. You think I'm listening to niggas because they come out with some shit? Y'all went along with every scheme possible. Let's go down the line of how y'all hooked your own self. Let's keep it moving. What happened to these tours we supposed to be going to see Atlantis? Y'all remember being told that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. I'm sick of this bullshit y'all play. Y'all can't come on here bullshitting with me. What happened to the land we supposed to all be getting in Georgia? We going to produce a municipality. How come none of y'all niggas did that now? Y'all had Dr. Zeke York show y'all. If it's so real, why can't y'all do it then? I'll come up there and join you. But it's full of shit. Full of shit. Now, let's keep it going. I'm going to be real today. I've been a lot of places. Bunch of bullshit going on. Y'all want to play bullshit? I'm going to throw some shit right on you. Because, see, girls love girls where I come from, too. So I'm going to tell you like this. we don't try everybody's shit so far.
Yeah.
Everybody. You name me some shit we ain't try. We don't got people talking about this, that, this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You go to the meetings. You put your money up. Somehow it don't materialize and shit. And you say yourself, I can only blame myself now. I'm at the point I can only blame myself for falling for these schemes. Now, we got people talking about we're going to start a universal church. Okay, let's start it. First argument we're going to get is which nigga look the best, going to come up showing us he got all the knowledge and shit through pimping, because you got to have some hoes. You got to have hoes who don't argue with each other. They just want to hope. See, that's the key to this. See, that's why I call it the goddess bitches. I'll be going right back to that formula. I told you I'm going back to it. See, the goddess bitches are in power now. Y'all don't want to hear that? That's tough. Sorry.
Would you say
they
tough
are
titty?
In a power. Tough titty, baby. Tough titty Tuesday, as they say. Y'all better get it together here, because there's no way you're going to tell me that these women ain't prepared for rulership. No way. You got a chick up in everywhere we at right now fighting to be in power. The neighborhood they represent ain't got shit. The chick that is a justice of the Supreme Court, go to her neighborhood. Let's see who ruling it right now in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Since you want to talk all this black shit, let's see what the neighborhood looked like since she came out of it. Can we do that, MIA? Y'all ready for that? Y'all talk a lot of shit, but then can you back your shit up? Because you can't back your shit up because guess what? The pipes are backed up. We're about to go underwater soon. You can't tell me today that after all I've seen in water, and I go all the way back to water, that the pipes backed up in neighborhoods ain't even all black. These are Spanish neighborhoods. Now, I told you before, everybody down here know the Jesuits rule. We got St. Thomas Aquinas High School. Ain't that Jesuits, everybody? black folks been under judge's rule for a long time here because this is, you know, like Chief Warhorse told me a long time ago. She said, I got to go to get the books to see what they was calling us, and it is here. It is here. And unfortunately, we have no power at all in South Florida other than entertainment, service-oriented jobs, and pagan names and titles because you finished college. No power once you get the job. You can't. I can't even come to you and say, man, guess what? They did some shit that's unbelievable. You'll be looking at me like, okay, now you got to talk to HR first because, you know, it's a line of, you know, a path to the line. See, they don't even want to get you because they're scared. Oh, my God, I'm hearing all the crazy shit already. I'm nervous. They want you to go through a chain of command. That's the name they call it, chain of command. Because they know, see, when you go out of chain of command, you ruled already on your job.
Right.
They're about to kill you.
Start that in the military. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Chain of command. So what they do to you, because the unions now, we got to be very careful. That's why I be telling people, stay involved. You know how many people got good jobs that don't even do shit? They're just sitting there because they got friends with the unions, friend with this, friend with that. Now, here's been going on for years. Before I was born. This has been going on. Now, we come into it through the Matrix, and now we see that it ain't going to stop because you know why? We didn't recognize there's some other people on the planet. There's some other people on the planet. Y'all just don't want to hear that shit. Well, we're going to tell you anyway. We don't care what you don't want to hear. Go to a dumb show.
I learned when the TV show, the original V first came out back in the early 80s. They told you then it was other people on this planet. Well, that's how I figured it out.
Yeah. And it don't take much after you realize that they give you some real – all you do is look at those shows. Sci-fi is really real. It says that, you know – we don't all have the same body either. My blood type, HO blood type. That means the metabolism ain't the same as your metabolism. What I might eat will cause you to have high blood pressure, but that caused me to have high blood pressure. See,
what I might be allergic to might not bother you.
Might not bother you. So you already don't even know you're different coming out the same reptilian. Y'all told me to go watch The Man Who Fell from to the Earth. And baby, I love it because right off the David. Right off the David Bowie, who was actually the first movie on the 70s when he came out with his. He was the white reptilian. Yeah, y'all just because it's reptilian thing going on long, been going a long time. But just talk. So we're going to get to the heart right now because somehow the Vatican got Jesus in a mural as a dragon. They had their meetings there. Y'all don't see these pictures out. We don't have these pictures out for years. And all this. They got these dragon symbols all over the earth. And the whole thing is based off DNA, obviously. Why can't we get this story to be pure and just real to us? We can manipulate our DNA right now. Right now. If I really wanted to, had the money to do it, I can probably shoot all kinds of testosterones, hard-on creams, stay hard for a long time, you know, get all kind of shit, body suction. That is actually DNA manipulation. Now you're a synthetic being. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Dick Gregg was talking about, shape-shifting. The women good at shape-shifting,
Right. You can make yourself, and they showing you on TikTok, they have put women who are truly horrifically ugly without makeup. And when they put the makeup on, you could not believe how beautiful they were. So you already could see that this was an art. This is an art to be able to shift into a look that is unbelievable. Now, I'm just going to leave it at that for the moment because it's all going to go with these five planets. See, these five planets are going to psychologically affect mainly women. And the people who are Libras, because of Venus, you have a lot of Libra men like hanging with women, having a good time with them, and, you know, whatever else might come of that, because you kind of deal with the planet of itself with Venus. That's why you know women will go off. A woman could be small as hell. Small. I'm talking about petite. And be ruthless to have you nervous. I ain't making that up. And you can have people say, you don't know. It fiercely will try to hurt you. And you got women who are different sizes, different day, got different demeanors, different stuff. So it ain't, they not even the same. So you can't even consider thinking that you can take one woman in your life. That's how crazy it is. If you, all you black folk with men out there only have one woman in your life, thank God for you. But guess what? There's no way you can learn anybody off of this one woman. That's what that's just the concept. And you heard this by everybody. But I watched this Pimp documentary yesterday. Now I'm getting into what y'all show me on TV. Y'all tell me. This Pimp was, I mean, this is outrageous. Outrageous. And I realized watching this documentary of the Pimp, still going on today, it was the women. Sam Cooke got killed by a black woman who was holding to a brothel. They were in on it. Now, you know what black woman would have shot Sam Cooke? Every black woman wanted to fuck Sam Cooke. She'd have been like, oh, Sam Cooke, please fuck me. I'll tell you exactly what she had. No, no. She went to, you know, saying he did this, did that to her, blah, blah, blah. Ain't no evidence. Man got broken bone, everything broken up. They kept it out the coronary. That's called Inquisition law. They will make you a martyr. They said, we will make you a martyr. And that's what the martyr of the saints is. That's why they want you dead. They want you to be a martyr. Martyr means self-sacrifice to death. Not correct? Is that not factual?
Why am I thinking about Kyrie Irving when you just said that?
Well, tell me why. I mean, tell me why you're thinking that, because I like to hear it.
He did an interview right after the playoffs, and he said he called himself, quote-unquote, a martyr because he went against a vaccination policy. But see, now
right.
With that being said, now the Nets, because he's up for a Supermax contract, they might not even sign him no more, because now the owner is saying, well, it's not mine, it's on basketball, it's on some other shit. So by him saying that, I get what he was saying, but it's like, okay, now, nigga, you're about to pay because you ain't going to get paid no more.
Right. They want to do this blanket contract where he do once a year. Now, and it's done by sportscasters and everything, and then our whole social media. You got people we listen to on a regular basis, and they got clout to talk because they give them the money to Dr. Nation to talk. And so you got the Stephen A's. You got even all the celebrities that talk about this type of stuff. And at the end of the day, I'll tell anybody, at the end of the day, he's going to be on somebody's team, clearly. If he doesn't make it with the Nets, he'll make it with somewhere else because he's just that talented.
Which you won't do, somebody else will, right.
That's right. Somebody else will do. And so that's like anything else. Now, that's hoeing. He pimping. It's pimping. The hoes is the NBA, y'all. I'm going to just use what these dudes. It makes sense. It makes sense. You got to say everything in pimping and hoeing. That's the goddamn. And to have women working behind the scenes to make this happen. It's even more astonishing that people don't even want to pay attention to. It can't happen without women. Even if you was gay.
Right, just like with Disney, yeah. you got black women as executives at Disney pushing all that LGBTQ stuff. Black people don't want to talk about that.
No, they don't want to talk about the stuff. So we're going to have to on this one, because we're going to have to bring out the light, because we have to look at the big 360 that they got going on right here. Now, I want you to realize one thing, too. Whatever region you're in, you're going to eventually go and have to get into somewhere eventually. I can't tell you when your time frame will come where you're like, oh, shit, this shit is real on my doorstep. Now I got to truly react. But just know you got enough in your head right now to say, I am defensive to the program. I can at least say I'm going to try to defend some of this program that they're doing, and it's easy things to do. So I would suggest people just take a good look at your money game, see where it's directed, try to get some tangibles. Like my man say, tangibles is necessary. Mm-hmm. And those of you, electronic cars and all that, that's going to make money, y'all. Scooters. They making the lanes because they know you ain't going to be able to afford. See, they doing this on purpose, y'all. They know you ain't going to be able to afford.
And the gas is going to be up here, going to be $6 by next week because it's $5.89 now.
Right. They know. They know. And I give them credit. That's the hell of a marketing. Psychological marketing. Psychological propaganda. You all of us know right now on this line that there's no reason for that when you just seen the man shut off the major pipeline that was creating the low prices, and y'all as black people, white people, Spanish people was dumb enough to say, yeah, let's just do that. That makes sense. Once you gave your authority to that stupidity, it was on and popping. That was the first thing was done. That was the actual first thing done to the psyche, cut off the oil. And y'all, not on this line, but y'all know people, close ones, loved ones, sisters, brothers, uncles, cousins, whatever you want to have a relationship with, all had different views on why would you shut down your oil line that was keeping you with low oil prices? Because it's something going on with the game called electricity, like Brother West say. So why they want you to go electricity now? So if we go electricity, that means everybody will have to now realize that your banking, all that is going to change immediately, because that means they're now no longer. But yet you say you for all that. You say you for all that. And I believe you. But do you realize how they get it? We told you a long time ago, y'all think we are consumers, I can tell, because we never care about the what's the precursor of what is we buying. Like, all the thing we buy is China, actually killing the Chinese people now are really a slave class for sure. Think about it. They showing their economy. You unheard about what they did to their people. You know what they're doing to their people. Actually, it's not me, man. I mean,
and the funny thing, Dry Bones, China is one of the countries that said they weren't going to sign on with that medical treaty, ironically.
Right. Yeah. They don't want to give their people that, though. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Now, here it is, y'all, everybody. Now, this thing about to ramp up again, I'm telling y'all, because the Great Inquisition has to bring in a new disease. Now, they got everybody done from about this monkey virus. I just want y'all to realize monkeypox, chickenpox, whatever it is. I told you earlier the Inquisition uses fear. They're in Africa. Yep. I put up there the Pope with all the African bishops. The word bishop means astrologers, if you did not know that by now. Bishop means astrologers. Just look it up in the Vatican books. So these astrologers behind the Pope right now, the Jesuit Pope, and they come from every black nation on the planet Earth. So I don't know what to tell y'all. If you keep believing all this black stuff, it's good for you. Okay, fine. But factually, holds no credence. It's pretty much a done deal only in the West. Everybody right now in the rest of the world know that black folks is involved in every facet of the destruction. Every facet.
And it's like, how can we not, how can it not be black people, you know?
Yeah,
how can it not?
Right.
It's like, come
y'all
on.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? It's time for a reality check, y'all. I keep telling you, it's time for a reality check here. What on what? And that's how the witchcraft works. See, it's black magic and white magic. We throwing out white magic. We deprogramming this fucking fallacy that people come over here and brought some people over here and tell us this other story about that. And it can't be possibly the truth if that is the real truth, because here it is. You come and get me. You got to have proof. Don't you think about this first. Before I can get money to go on another excursion, I will have to bring something from where I'm at back to where I was originated at to prove we found something. Wouldn't that be the case, everybody? Your mic's open. Wouldn't that be the case? For me to get more money for Isabella and them, I would have to prove that I found these people and bring them over here. So if he came over there, he would have to have them come with him, either against their will or under their will. We don't know the whole story on that one, because it could have been where people do that. They probably left some people there as well as a good faith of travel. This is my navigator, blah, 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 and then boom, 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 made a deal. Now, you actually taking these people back, everybody, to the original place. I go say, what's the original place? It's in Spain. The original place where supposedly Cristobal Colombo supposed to come over here to Dominican Republic. I just told you, when I said it was the Dominicans, that he ends up at the Dominican Republic area.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable. And then takes these people that he claimed he found on this area, which is Haiti too, bring them back to Queen Ferdinand and Isabella. After he gives tribute to go through the Mediterranean to the Moors. Now, how does that, doesn't that sound like a mafia contract? I got to pay tribute. I got to pay tribute to you to come through to get the Straits of Hercules. And then you got to give me some. So, the same people that claim that they got taken back to them first ends up making a treaty with America called the Treaty of Friendship and Peace. Now, how's that work without y'all saying,
It doesn't work without us signing off on it.
Thank you. I mean, this is like a no-brainer. We can't make it no simpler. It's like baby food. Said women now show you ain't breastfeeding. This is how you know you ain't breastfeeding. Because titty milk is the best milk, obviously. I've witnessed it many times in my life because, hey, that's what it was, titty milk. And so I'm saying, man, they don't even want the women, don't even want their titties on their babies. That's what it looked like to me statistically. I can't say, I'd love to hear a women's group come to that statistic and say, what's the reason for this panic in baby formula unless women are not breastfeeding? But in slavery, you breastfed everybody. Ain't that
but
amazing?
Then at the same time, these people ruling the planet telling you it's okay not to have kids too.
Right. Now, it's going on. I mean, that's just all y'all hitting it. Now you do that, you tell the women don't do that, then you got them now on a fever of abortion. Now I told you, I can't tell the woman what to do with their body. But then they got you in fear of your jobs over vaccination. See how the dichotomy works. The women can do killing, all this before the baby even come. I mean, if they can decide at the last minute, we just kill the baby. Fuck it. They can actually go up into months now. Now this is what they're saying. I'm seeing the technology. I'm seeing they saying it. They got bills and shit. Like the brother said earlier, y'all just ain't reading them across America because you're too busy watching gossip, tabloid, hip hop shit. That's what you love.
Right.
Statistically, you only love ignorance. Statistically, from television, that's just a fact. I'm only gonna look at black folks. White folks is in the same category, but I'm just gonna go with black right now because they had the victimized mentality right now. Everything is denimous. We being victimized. We don't take responsibility for shit. So now you're gonna tell everybody that you victimized, blah blah blah. Yet you go to church. You got property in your neighborhood. You're watching it go depreciate. People are shooting all through the neighborhoods in different areas now, parts of cities that we don't like. Wow, nice neighborhoods as well. So your Batman scenario is going to come up if the wrong person gets in power, right? This is why this is a no-brainer. You think they're going to have an election, everybody? Because let's have a little talk right now. I don't think an election going to make it. I just use your brain right quick for a minute, everybody. Would you actually, because it's obviously they're going to lose. It's like
we got dumbass Herschel Walker, man. All everybody voted for him, all them stupid white folks, man. Herschel can't put two words together, man. Dumbass
I don't know. I'm gonna say whatever you say he is to the point. I don't know what's going on. I've been hearing some crazy shit up there with that. I get email on that from he was mad at Trump about saying he was gonna run. I don't know if he is punch drunk from playing football, and if white folks backed him enough, I'm gonna be honest with you, he gonna be beholden to them. And that's just common sense. It's when black folks, to me, put up some money into the game, whoever you believe is in the game, whoever your area believes is the belief, if you ain't the ones giving the most money, you ain't going to get shit. So I don't even know. It's like pussy. If I got more money and look better than you too, it's like a no-brainer. They're going to come along with the money game and the pretty face, even if I was ugly. That's how it's working. No money being put out. Mm-hmm. That's where the black
y'all know Dr. Oz won the GOP Senate primary in Pennsylvania.
That's scary too. That's very scary. What's your thoughts on that? Dr. Oz, Wizard of Oz, I'm scared by I heard that too. Now these
right,
are names
the Wizard of Oz, exactly.
I don't know Dr. Oz, but I know for a fact Herschel, dumb motherfucker, man. My granddaddy used to work for the University of Georgia
and
the
family. But tell me, but you got to give people, see, when you on radio, we're going to have to ask you the proverbial question. What is it that he's dumb to you about, that you feel he's dumb?
Bro, I'm just telling you, I know Herschel dumb, man. My granddaddy went down there to Redneck, Georgia, and bought him here, man. And he stayed over my granddaddy's house. My cousin had made
you,
it. I know
question.
For a fact,
now,
man.
You say, if you, whatever fact means by dumb, I don't know, because he seems to be functioning to dust more. I mean, he in the mainstream. Ain't like he's sitting behind a vegetable. So I don't know what type of dumb it is. It's different dumb now. In your definition, you say he dumb, what, he can't comprehend? I asked you what makes him dumb. His policies, is anything. So that's why I tell people, look into these characters that you even hear us talk about.
Bro, you can't even put two words together, man.
That's your opinion.
That's a fact, man.
That's your opinion, bro.
If my granddaddy went down there and got
that's not
it,
a
man.
Fact, brother.
My brother.
That's not a fact. That's not
now,
a,
fact.
A fact. That's
man.
A lie you're saying.
If I bring him on your
how
show, man,
you're the only person, because you say I'm supposed to say
nah,
a fact.
Ain't the only person,
I heard
I'm not going to argue over nobody else,
I heard Herschel Walker talk. I heard Herschel Walker talk. Hold on. Let's get some sense here. Everybody on this line, would that be a fact because he says a fact? If you do you not able to comprehend Herschel Walker on the show or something he's talking? I said if he incoherent, I would agree. Where is he incoherent at is what I'm saying to you.
Just listen to him talk, man. All right? You listen
to
him for yourself.
Okay.
I'm not going back
everybody,
and forth with nobody.
We're going to facts on this show, bro. We ain't going to come here talking no bullshit. Everybody on the show, you got your lines open. Does Herschel Walker sound incoherent to y'all or dumb or that like you can't understand what he's saying? Y'all on the line. Let's make it. Let's see if he's telling the truth. Everybody, you got your lines open.
Joe Biden is incoherent.
Right. No, but I'm saying Herschel, don't go to Joe Biden. Herschel Walker.
Right. I mean, for what I heard, no.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
no,
him.
Okay. I don't
not
know
to me.
I don't know.
You know.
Hold on. Let me get some more on the line. I want people to realize I'm not going to take one person. Where I mean, I've heard Herschel Walker myself.
Research,
I go
man.
Along
research,
with it,
bro. Look up stuff.
Well, you research.
Man.
I'm
going
to research, too, but
okay.
He can talk to me.
You research.
Okay, well, you already know. We already know. Okay, he dumb. Okay, now let's keep it going because we ain't going to stuck on Herschel because Hershey ain't what we all here for. That's Georgia shit. Let Georgia worry about that. I'm in a region where I got to worry about who's going to be. Herschel Walker got no effect on my region. So y'all say he dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens. Now, let's go with the real talk. If this is the case, if you around people that you say is all like that, you're still going to have to be around somebody. So who in your area going to do something? So even if you say this person, you still in the area in a predicament, you're going to need food soon, everybody.
Hey, man, if it was that. The rule of politics,
I know
you get the dumbest motherfucker
you
to put in
me,
office,
me,
and then he do what they say. That's how politics
right.
work, man.
But we don't do that. We don't have, like somebody mentioned, I heard Dr. Anderson, Claude Anderson. I wasn't kidding. He was on the show. Y'all sent me stuff. He was on Dr. Bryce show. And I watched all of it. And he actually said he did not like the Democrats. I mean, he was going off. But he actually said, except Maxine Waters. Now, it took me to say, what? Did
Uh-oh.
He say Maxine Waters?
Whoa.
And I'm not making this up. Dr. Carl Anderson said this shit. I ain't making this up. I said, wow. So I've listened some more. And obviously they must be friends because remember, he used to be with the Jimmy Carter administration. I want everybody to know, Dr. Carl Anderson's been in politics. He's been in the loop. He's not like, oh, he's not in the loop. He know what's going on. And
right.
I'm going to look at things the way when y'all send it to me, y'all should look at it and analyze it to yourself too as well because I might say, yeah, it's nice, but look what he said. He told us we was a permanent underclass. That came out years ago before we were a permanent underclass because that was his debate on this particular show.
Right.
Show,
I got a couple of his books. Yeah, he definitely put that in his books, you know.
Right. We're a permanent underclass. He never gave really – if we permanent, what would be the outcome of this being permanent? And other than the fact that he said we'll
but
go
see,
down.
But see, you
from,
just answered the question. If you are permanent, if you use that word permanent, that means there is no solution or reversing what's already fixed.
That, right. That, there you go. I'm, stay with me. Keep with me. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me all the way through this. So I said the same thing you said. I said, well, damn. How can we? So then he said we're going from second to the fourth. Then he named the people that was going to be above us. Now, he would be a liar if these people weren't the demographics that he said. But they are the demographics that he said. So I got to say, that's okay. You named the practice the people that we all been hearing that's going to be over us. Now, y'all heard him say this, so don't come to me with this bullshit. You should be looking at what you've been listening to and say, am I analyzing it right? The man on told you the Hispanic community and the Asian community was going to outdo you.
And the A-Rab, depending on where you live at, because that's what's happening here.
Right,
it's like now, when I go out in the suburbs here, I don't even see white people no more. I see A-Rabs and a few blacks.
Now,
that's it.
Now, the A-Rabs are yours. Now, I'm going to go with that. That's the northern region. So the A-Rabs would be a different demographic. See, every area got a different demographic. So you got,
right.
I'm talking about, for me, I'm seeing exactly what he said in mind. Y'all area would be the A-Rabs was actually the earliest group was them. Personally, if you look at who actually migrated at a heavy level that we paid no attention to, at least from my area perspective, was the people coming in from Yemen. We found out they was Yemen, but they were so cool, and now we know why, because they're around niggas all the time in Africa. So I said, man, we really didn't know we was getting played in a way, because we thought, you know, hey, these some people, but in reality, it was a setup game to get them right in where they was promised. They were promised this area based off treaties. See, my man used to come on.
Wow, that's that word treaty again.
Yeah, based off treaties, refugee. The refugee, like he said, and I'm Brother D from St. Louis, much love to you, always on this stuff, and Brother Black, Black God, no question about what we – these treaties, bro, are still in effect. And the same families that gave the land out, they still in existence. You don't – because they know they ain't on social media. They smart. They don't want you trying to find them.
Right.
See, they smart. See, we trying to get everybody to find us and shit. So this is how I'm looking at what we should be thinking about. The man told you underclass, he was with Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter. He's with Jimmy Carter now. So he knows Georgia quite well. I would love to see his view on Hershey. I'm going to ask if you're listening to us, brother, because I've met you personally. I would like to hear your views on the politics of Georgia with Stacey Abrams. She just seems like she still thinks she is the governor. And you got people coming in as black. It's going to be interesting. Y'all are the black belt. They're the black belt. It's going to be interesting, this whole cycle, to see what black folks in these areas.
That coach from Boston, I have to say this real quick. I try to ties in the conversation real quick. Now, you know that coach from Boston, he's from Nigeria, but what I just found out, now his father's Nigerian, but his mother's white. She's from here.
And guess who he dating? Guess who he dating?
She's engaged to Nia Long.
Nina Long. I said, oh, shit. I said, Nina Long went home, boy. I said, oh, my goodness. Hey, congratulations, Nina Long, baby.
And Gabrielle Union, I don't know, man. They cut from that same cloth.
They come that call,
them
man.
Scorpion women, boy. You better be careful with them.
They got some shit going on. But nonetheless, I'm going to say this to y'all, too. Basketball is a very international sport. So, of course, the backers, when I found out that girl was making more money going to Russia than playing in the WNBA, I thought that was like, wow, that's pretty sad that she got to go to these countries. I mean, at her behest, she probably do love it, they say, but she was tired of going. I mean, you got to go all over here to play in these world, go through all these customs, go through all these things just to play
you
a game
that
the United States
girl.
Right. What was her name?
And the media was spinning it on like she got held against her. She being held against a will or some shit over there.
Well, she said, "Check out that car with some marijuana." Brittany Griner. Thank you, man. Appreciate
Brittany
it.
Brittany Griner. Right.
Well, Brittany Griner, of course, from her interview, I'm just looking at it with the LGB community, how they, I want to see how they diplomatically handle shit since they are given a mantle of political power. And I'm seeing it from my television peripheral that I'm seeing everything is being incorporated with this this movement. And at the same token, not having much to say based on the fact that it doesn't really affect me at all if I don't want to participate in it, I just don't participate. But I look at the generations that are now growing up, and then I'm saying to myself, mm-hmm. wow, imagine being able to be sued by my child because I won't let her be a female, or I won't let him be a male. I won't let her be, it's like they're setting us up to be sued eventually. So I look at my own offspring and their kids, and I'm saying, shit,
but
y'all don't get a good look at
this. They stripping, like the gun rights and everything else. They stripping you out of your natural, your rights with everything. They stripping you out of your parental rights when they do shit like that.
Right, so they do shit like that. My kids can tell a teacher. Remember now, this Inquisition now. You tell the teacher, my parents ain't doing blah, blah, blah. This is where that Converso shit, how they had to go into secret meetings. This is how the secret Mason stuff come in. Because, see, the Vatican hated the Masons. Look it up. They couldn't stand it. That's what Friday the 13th, fighting of the Crusades and all that. They hated the secrecy stuff because mm-hmm. they wanted to be the secret. See, everybody wanted to be the secret. That's why that book made so much money. The secret, the secret, the secret. And there's a secret. And everybody keeps secrets. Everybody. I don't know nobody on the, I may not even never know you, and you won't never know mine because why it's a secret. So obviously, these secret orders have now proliferated to these hierarchies of, crypto power. It's unseen. It could be zapped out at any time. It's unseen crypto power. And they in different transmissions, and they can hit you at any time and drain you. And that's what is about to become the new politics of the day. It's going to drain you through even crypto or electronics. You can't get away from it. Even if you say, oh, you can't get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
social
remember
media.
Remember that movie? They might time you on how long your body. And those of you who don't realize this, I know you think it's a movie, Joe, but you will be able to afford the brain chip. And some of you will do it. Well, you will be able to see the 3D imagery in front of yourself and by you thinking it will come up. It's here. It's not even, it's already here. They already testing. It's already being tested. It's already out. Not to you because you ain't rich enough or elite enough to get it. But it's here. The low-level stuff is the goggles. That's the low level for everybody. To get into the real
right.
level where you can walk around and it's in front of you and all that, yeah, that's the next level. There's not already a level. So this is what they're going to do to proliferate the brain gang. You can see it clear as day. Anybody been to the doctor or dentist, everything's electronic. All your data asks you very strange questions. Say no to everything. No, unless they can tell that you look sickly, you better just go. But if you like to tell you, can you do this? Do you do that? Make sure you be smart enough how you talk to these MDs.
Right.
These MDs. Yeah, these MDs. Now, the medical field, so you know I'm not making this up, is already militarized. That's why over the military or over all medicine is the Surgeon General.
Mm-hmm.
Right there should be your inquisitional keynotes. I'm telling you, I can't say I'm giving you all the clue. It's Surgeon General, okay? That's a military term given to the medical field. Okay. All right. Y'all ready for more? Let's do it. We're about to throw some cold. We're getting hot. I want y'all to know the MIA, after what we went through yesterday, it's sunshine, and they need to drain out. Oh, man, they need to drain out big time, big time. Big time. Now, that scares me a little bit to know that a hurricane is very serious for us in South Dade, everybody. If that little bit of shit that we went through yesterday, that was not even that deep to me. But it was like a lot of rain. And if it can drain downtown Miami like it drained, there is a plumbing problem. And I know I'll be hearing it pretty soon. And all you on the line, get ready. Cause
and that's going to become an insurance problem because your insurance rates and shit is going to go up, and it's already happening.
Yeah, we did. You said it. And here could be the trick. They may want you out. They might. Oh, you didn't think about that one, did you? Oh, okay. Let me leave that one alone.
Get out.
Yeah, we're going to flood you out eventually because this is going to become prime real estate. You got to think this way now. You have to think, mm-hmm. You should always been thinking that way already, that any time somebody's trying to get you out of an area, it's for their own gain. Ain't for your gain.
But it could be a natural disaster. It could be property taxes, income taxes. It could be anything. Nearly full of call it racial dislocation. It's like they find you one way to get out of one state, then you go to another state, then they raise the prices, then you got to leave there. It's like you can never get stable.
Man, now I'm gonna say this: the Dominican, and that believe it full. I wish we can get him on here, but I did speak to him a long time ago, and he told me he does only special shows and special group of people. That I understood, but yes. Great book, great man too as well with some of the things he came up, concepts he said that make you say, gotta think. Makes sense. I see it. He also said how we should have been acting with the police, what your boy Fred Hampton said. Fred Hampton said we didn't want to be confrontational with the police. We didn't want to be.
Right.
We want to teach the people how to know your rights and how you should act with them. See, that's the opposite of what would have helped us, but what they wanted was confrontation because confrontation gets them to whoop your ass quick and kill you. Common sense. One-on-one can't be that hard. Now, I'm going to play something for y'all so y'all know I don't be bullshitting. We told people a long time ago, my Haitian brothers and sisters, we love you, love you, love you, love you. Love everybody that we in contact with that's treating me good and being good to them. But at the same token, politics is politics. And, baby, y'all about as brainwashed as politics can get. Anytime I can play this for you, you talking about a massive relocation program based off weapons called HARP. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do. HARP might be the answer to the so-called collapse where they would have to call state of emergencies. Then there won't be no election. I try to warn my Haitian brothers and sisters, but this is what they did right after they got control of Haiti, which was where Cristobal Columbus landed with the Dominican Order.
It began with an idea. An idea to create an international, multicultural island paradise and business mecca. In the center of the Caribbean, sheltered by the high mountain ranges of Haiti and the tranquil Gulf of Lagunov, strategically situated on one of the highest trafficked energy sea lanes in the world, is an island gem, poised to become the home for international business and the destination for world travelers. That destination is Lagunov. Global Renewable Energy invite you to discover the visionary creations of Lagunov and to preview the role that LGDA will play in its development. GRE is focused on the creation and management of alternative energy projects. Our leaders are highly rated energy experts. Working together, LGDA will create jobs, attract investments, improve the quality of life for the people of Haiti, and generate revenue. Why Lagunov? Other than the fact that the island embodies the well-known real estate principles of location, 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 the island has a large trainable workforce. More importantly, as one of the number one place in the world to conduct business, Lagunov will be a bright beacon that will attract development. LGDA will manage Lagunov as a business and foster the development of the island by targeting the energy, cruise, and tourism industries.
Now, this was right after Haiti had the earthquake. They were already prepared to turn it into an island paradise.
Wow.
And I told people, I said, and it was other brothers with me, it wasn't just me, it was a few of us went to a meeting with the community and tried to show them that HAARP existed. They thought it was that you would thought I was a Salem witch hunt. They were the Inquisitor. They would have turned me in to the House of Notre Dame because they are highly Catholic. Highly Catholic. You see how this could go? Now, imagine warning a people about a weapon that sounds witchcrafty. Sounds witchcrafty. Oh, man, they'd have been speaking Creole and French, saying how crazy I am. They would have been saying everything. I would not know the word they would have been saying, but I knew they'd be enough to know they talked about my ass. And that's how I felt. The day we gave out pamphlets to that, now this actually has happened. And Hillary Clinton and the Clinton family was beneficiaries in this move. And you know they still vote for, they're not even in here. They're here in South Florida still voting Democratic. Then a republic was what they was. Now, you tell me that I'm crazy. Now, how that sound to y'all? Now, I'm not that bright, obviously. I can figure this out. Does that make sense to y'all? Or let me know if I'm crazy right now. Okay.
No, you ain't crazy.
Let's have some fun. Let's have some fun up in here, baby. I said, well, damn. Y'all heard with your own ears. The man... they did it. It's actually where all the cruise ships go.
Because it sounds like, once again, the same playbook what happened down in New Orleans.
Same playbook. And I'm going to give Spike Lee some credit on that one because, you know, Spike sometimes go deep in. I think he's a socialist, but, hey, his actions show that he may be. I like to say is, when he did show that, and then we heard, you know, back in the day, people were saying this, they heard this, heard that, and it seemed to be where the Army Corps engineers, again, the Army Corps engineers, it's always something with some type of, you know, ramification with a strategic, militaristic, or something happened. So it's very, I think this is a good time we can actually put a new spin to the history, y'all, because we can actually now see the fraudulent bullshit that took place that many people either didn't believe but never thought about it coming out at this time. And everything now has become covered, everybody. That's that scripture, isn't it? None should be hid. All things shall be uncovered. Boy, if it ain't. 6661.
Hey, my brother, what's going on? Can you?
What's up? I got you. Yeah, I got you back in. Go ahead. I got you back in. I didn't know if you was out.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. And you know, along the terms that you spoke about a few minutes ago and a little bit beyond, yesterday, as we felt the effects of all that water and so forth, I said, man, this thing goes back to 91 where we went through that.
Wow.
Hurricane system where it was a formation that was over South Florida where it rained for a whole month. Even by me, I was like, it was just rain. And then as it kind of calmed down, you thought it would hold off. And then it started back up, and the breezes were real heavy yesterday. And it reminded me of that. And I tried to go out because I had to do a little something for the ancestors and stuff like that. And I was like, man, let me put on my tennis shoes. It may be a little bit of high ground here and there, but in my area, it was just over flooded. Shit, I had to waddle through the water, do what I had to do, come back, and still had to, mix in the drenching of the rains. And so now, today, the sun is out and everything, the transition of that storm has moved on. But really, yesterday and the day before, it was really something to be reckoned with. And it was just all day until the evening time.
All day.
And the sun came out like nothing
came
ever
out,
happened. Yeah.
Like nothing
ever happened.
Came on out. And we needed it for the drying out. But let me ask you, though.
Yeah.
And, we just say that me and you in the field that understands a little bit about this. Yeah, I see, you know, major areas, northeast areas, you know, I didn't hear the beach. The beach did do a program that 6 days up, but to have downtown and the surrounding areas flood the way it flooded, I mean, it did look pretty frightening that, damn, this was even, to me, this was like a teaser. It's like this was our first teaser, you know what I'm saying? You know, but we didn't get like a category one. It wasn't a category one. It wasn't none of that. It was just a tropical storm. And then so the rain alone means our sewage system or our output ain't working properly. The pumping ain't working. The pumps ain't working right. We ain't got enough power or something.
And I thought about it too as well, coming from a water source utility. And I said, man, those guys who have the vacuum trucks or vacuum pump trucks, that they have this
overtime.
Major
overtime.
And they're able to go in there and they have the ability to vacuum all the different the sewer drains and stuff like that and get all sludge and all that stuff. I said, these guys getting ready to get some heavy overtime, and they should. A lot of areas are over flooded.
Now,
but I was thinking politically, though.
Well, I can say politically, I don't know what the they want property.
You know,
they want some properties because that area that got taken out.
I was thinking yeah. It is prime land because it's overpriced. I mean, not to say that our land here in South Florida, it's a paradise because, you know, we got the bipolar weather. You know, we call it, a lot of us joke about it, saying, you know,
it's
Forrest Gump weather. You know, you never know what you're going to get because it could be raining over in one area, then sunny over another area. So there's a lot of bipolarization going on. And we joke about it. But, you know, I was thinking about it politically because here it is, you know, if Trump say, I'm not going to run, but the next man up or whatever is DeSantis. And so I said, man, they might be trying to create like a emergency disaster to, and then if DeSantis have to really depend on the government and he send a response, because remember now we getting ready to go into the upcoming mid-election mid-election season, where our hurricane season doesn't end until like around Thanksgiving. That's when everybody know that okay, it's over, we could get back to normal. We're getting ready to hit this is the kickoff for the season.
Hold on. That made people so nervous to go down. Now, let me say this about the hurricane. We do know when they're coming. So, and we was to tell y'all ahead of time, don't fly down here, y'all, because it's a time. But you will know if a hurricane coming. Because if yesterday, that affected all the flights all around the country and so forth. So, hey, let me get some more calls out here. Let me get some more because I ain't finished. I told y'all. The Inquisition ain't over. Your pension's in trouble. This going to be something that is in the eyes of the beholder. But during the Great Depression, everybody, people still was able to maintain. They were able to barter. The bartering system is ancient. It ain't going nowhere. You will always barter. You will always create new markets. Do not panic yourself. It'd be a little tougher if you ain't got no real inner office skills, man. You don't know how to deal with people, period. You can't deal with people, you probably won't make it. But if you're one of them guys or people, females that can't get along with people, you better start stacking up. That's when the time people get ready. So, and you're going to become nicer toward each other as the calamity stays on. You just prepare for the first phase of chaos. You pass that, you in. Ain't no problem. Don't have no psychological breakdown and shit, because it will be overpowering if a disaster hit. See, that's one thing I can say. Disaster hit, you are, but you got to stay sane, because if you don't, you lose it. you can lose it. Easily. Easily lose it. And that's the problem today, that what they call high anxiety. And imagine a person scared, already crazy. See, this is what they get you people on. They know you need your medicine. This is how they working it, y'all. They know people need their medicines, and they know if you can't get your medicines, you could go crazy. Some of you will go crazy. I don't know what y'all, it ain't my business. But since y'all always telling everybody at your job, your status about COVID, which is really ridiculous, you want people to know your medical outcome, even if it ain't threatening. That's how you know you're crazy, that you want to tell everybody your medical conditions that has no bearing to you whatsoever. Can't get you nothing but misery and gossip by telling people some of your shit. But this is what's going on. So y'all willing to tell that, and then you're going to sit there and say, oh, you know, COVID is dangerous. Yet you had picnics, concerts, every goddamn thing you was at 2 or 3 years ago, and still holding on. This is what they need. They need what you call them interlopers. That's why that movie came out about the interlopers, because you can't be your real self. How could that even pass you by, that the rich is partying? The people, same people telling you to do this bullshit, is they partying like rock stars, flying over. They telling you about you a carbon footprint. Remember we played last week? They want to be a carbon footprint.
Tell you they to put masks on the bullshit, and they out there kicking it. Obama was one of them.
Kicking it. Right. Everybody. I mean, it's no reason to lie to nobody. It's like we can't even lie. I mean, I'm going to let you hear for yourself. This makes no sense to everybody. If y'all fall for this right here, no, we are truly, truly a base people.
Hello, everyone. Jim here from Storm Warning News, and a storm is brewing. It is a supernatural storm in these end times. Now, as the elite sycophants of Satan meet in Davos with the World Economic Forum, a chatty-do get-together that they are having, J. Michael Evans, president of the Alibaba Group, is talking about a new social compliance platform that's already been tested in Chinese cities and how it could be the wave of the future. He's talking about the ability to track your carbon footprint, folks, to monitor and track it and show you ways to improve the way you are living to be more green compliant. Let's hear what he has to say.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
To the average person, this would sound wonderful. Oh, how could I be?
Now, I'm going to leave it there. Now, this man said something they're working on. They already just told you in the clip, Chinese cities already being tested. That should have been the wake-up call for everybody. Chinese cities, they already did that crazy experiment, locked them all in the damn apartments and shit, and they couldn't get out. Now, that's the reason for building around a metro rail. They want everybody in the apartment, so if something was to be under some type of crazy individual, you couldn't get out the building. That's the concept of 1984. That's the concept of what the Chinese just did. I'm not making this up. They just did it. They did their own thing and showed that they people were so in fear, they started going into what most human condition would be off. They started going off. Of course,
they
were
experimenting,
so they knew.
Off, they start hanging themselves, jumping out of buildings, man. Jumping out of buildings, hanging themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, doing crazy stuff. Now, that right there, probably was enough. I hate to say it like this, was enough to say, okay, let's stop right now. And the Chinese probably said, oh, we can't show this, because they were hoping the people just went along with it. But the people took an adverse way because they couldn't. Now, here's where it gets crazy at. See, that's why I keep thinking, are you really thinking, Black America? What's the one thing they couldn't do?
They shut down all the food. They couldn't eat, and they couldn't socialize.
No. What's the one thing they could not have done? I'm gonna give you a clue. Could not have done at all. There was no possibility of them doing this particular act.
Was it having sex and working?
That's pretty good, but we know what. Hey man, we know what you do after work now, man. Thanks for telling me. Let's go. Yeah, man. We already know what you do, man. Thanks, bro. I appreciate that. Hey, no, they couldn't shoot back. They had no guns. There was no gunfire.
That's right. They had no weapons. You right.
No weapons. And y'all okay with that? Bro, y'all got to be on some heavy-duty drugs. We better test our drugs now, because if the drugs got us not but seeing this, something deeply wrong. Anybody knows that a gunshot was fired. They said, we going to fuck y'all up. We want some food, start shooting back. And it was none of that. None of that. Right there should tell you. Should be the wake-up call. We don't need many wake-up calls, but that one was an actual, factual, watched on your own television, TV, phone, that this is what these people did. They went to kill themselves and jump off buildings so they can get the shit to be back to normal, because they couldn't have that on TV. Ain't that amazing? No guns, because they took the guns. Australia is warning us. Australia. Thank y'all. Thank you, my brother. I got so many people from different groups sending me stuff. Thank y'all for sending me that. Australia is warning Americans to not go along with their guns being taken. They have now a home invasion problem that's out this world. They are kidnapping elderly Australians with money, and they have no weapons. But the thieves got guns, and that's the whole bottom line, everybody. You think the gun sales gonna stop because they figure they're gonna go on your goodwill, because they're gonna use the Bible story of there was no more weapons and there was peace. That's utopia. That is in the Bible for a utopic conjunction, which I'm not going into that now, but just know, just think about it for a minute. The whole world's gonna give up weapons according to this Bible allegoric, metaphoric scripture. Does it make sense to you right now on this line? I got the lines open.
If it doesn't make sense. That's just like the governor here talking about the number one problem, reason why we having all this crime, it's a gun issue. But then at the same time, these little niggly bears out here carjacking and robbing the people, you don't want to prosecute them.
Right. So it's a go ahead. Yeah.
This so-called Jesus told them disciples to sell, they got money, sell your garment and buy a sword.
That's right.
Yes,
sell
sir.
Your garment and buy a sword. Yes. Good scripture there. Thank you, bro. I know. See, that's why I love y'all, because I know y'all. See, ain't many people know that Jesus said it himself. I'm sick of getting my ass whooped. Because, see, what they showed you in the Passion of the Christ was Jesus just getting his ass whooped. In that movie, just a pure ass beating and people went in groves. I don't know if it was ever the highest movie ever, but for Easter movie, probably one of the highest Easter movies for sure. Because people with church was going there to see Jesus get his ass whooped, and to me that was kind of like, wow, you want to see your Messiah get his ass whooped. And then, at the end, he don't fight him back. He takes off. He goes into outer space. Mm-hmm. Just think about it. That's what I'm reading, right? I mean, I'm not making this up. He gets his ass whooped, gets off the cross. He gets meet by three prostitutes, which is very interesting. I'm not making this. I couldn't make this up if I tried. I mean, Mary Magdalene, all them was, they were what they were of the time. I told you, the goddess bitches, that was real stuff. And so he gets beat by these women, and then he disappears. Now, how is that beneficial to us? If that story was told to you just off the cuff, if I say, hey, man, what if I told you that this dude, blah, blah. Y'all would say, this is some crazy, man, get the fuck, y'all would probably be like, call up crazy people. Baker act his ass if I told you that story. But because you've been brainwashed by the Jesuit Inquisition Order, because they admitted that they made books, they admitted, I'm just reading their own Catholic history. I said, damn, they don't lie on themselves. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's like, hey, this is what we were.
And plus, they took out 45 books, man. The real books they took out of here in the Vatican, man. Somebody gonna start the Vatican and get all this shit out.
They
man.
Tell you.
Now,
I don't know what they got, but they tell you. Yeah, they tell you straight up. We took this out. Enoch. We took this out. We took the book of Jezebel out. We took all that shit out. And we put it away. And they make movies of where you want to try to escape to get them, but you know that ain't going to happen. You know, that National Treasure shit was just a movie. You ain't getting close to the damn Vatican and all this Constitution shit. Nah, man, that's down in votes. So, obviously, they know it exists. Now, if they tell you it exists, but you ain't going to see it, so they make a movie so you realize that this is what we say it is. Now, these movies y'all love and I love and all of us love, let's ask ourselves a question, y'all. What if we play this movie out? What y'all think about that? If we play this movie out, what direction are we going? Because our people are going to come to us, and my opinion, y'all tell me y'all producing of the something.
Well,
I think our people going to come in.
We playing the movie right now. We playing the movie right now, as you see in Chicago, Los Angeles, the Batman movie, the Gotham City. You understand?
Yep.
We playing a lot of them, like you say, them niggly bears and shit over there. And you destroying your own neighborhood. And when push come to shove, and you really need food and you really need security. And then they had to bring in the robots. And so I don't know who telling them, if it's word in the street, and we see in L.A. with Gascon and all that shit. And they just had a rally of prosecutors that ended up suing Gascon and telling him that he had to go back and follow the script of laws as far as prosecution because he wasn't living up to it. And the judge agreed.
He wasn't
letting him back on the road. So I was like, wow.
I seen that.
Gotham City, Batman.
Inquisition. That's Inquisition law, everybody. That means they have now taken over jurisdictions, and now they ain't gonna follow the law of the land. They filing, I told you, the name was given to y'all. They're the Dutch Habsburg region of the Iron Cross of Brazil and South America. I ain't gonna say no more. Y'all should figure that out already.
Yes, sir.
Let me get
the movie. Hopefully, everybody get pissed off like we are, man, and just start getting the truth out, man. Not falling for this bullshit we see on television. Everybody take the red pill.
And again, you are. Now, like I say, what y'all do, y'all don't really know how valuable y'all are. As maybe when we get on and say, "Oh my God." The stuff y'all be saying, and that's going to go on for service I have heard, and so I do listen to, it's hard to find anybody on this level of talking on a regular basis. Even though it's a talk show, we would probably talk even more if we was all together chilling and having a good time and everything, because we'd be able to see it even more clearly, because the energy that we feel amongst our bodies would be even a powerful thing. So you got to realize that when you're around people that drains your energy, you have to look at it on vampirism. You can't like say, "Oh, it's vampirism." That means that people are able to vampire you, which you might take it into a horror film, but just that they energy suckers. They don't have to bite your blood. They will just take your energy out. And you
I got
basically
a sister
dying
that do that, man. I got a sister dying every time I go around her. I leave, I feel dying, man. I say, "Damn, they done robbed me or something."
I ain't lying. You know it. Hey, but this is why I tell people we got to look at the occult world, find out what these words mean. Vampire, y'all thinking Count Dracula all the time. No, it's people who can drain you. And I'm going to have to get it. Let me get this to y'all before we go. I'm not going. We're going to still go on. Because I forget we did two shows almost. OK. because it's foolishness. But nonetheless, I got to reveal this to you. I didn't find this. Somebody gave it to me a long time ago when we was looking at some scary stuff, and people used to get nervous about reading it and stuff because, again, it's like two types of Bibles. One is like the Book of Saturn, the devil, or Lucifer. And so you get scared when you hear Lucifer, but you don't really know what Lucifer is. He's a planet Venus. That's why I'm looking at this different than a lot of times people think I am. That's Lucifer. Bright and morning star. Notice you got to see everything in the morning before the dawn. Yeah. I don't think y'all getting this. So it's like, I mean, not y'all on it, but I'm just trying to tell people who listen to it, when people try to become gurus and make you believe
Jay-Z bullshit.
Hell,
Jay-Z did a song about that on that Black album.
Yeah.
It was called Lucifer, Son of the Morning.
Son of the Morning. So you got to realize it got meanings that you have taken into the fearful realm. You shouldn't be fearful of knowing who Lucifer is. When you find out it's the hermaphrodite god, then you start to think, uh-oh, I was never told this. That's why I'm looking at everything.
Not in church.
But he the one that run the music, man. He the one that run the music. The music. He
music.
Was the choir director, right?
Yeah. Say he was the choir, the chorus came out of Lucifer. But here it is, the book. No one probably plays this on no shows. I'm pretty sure of it. It's going to be played on this one.
So you may have heard of the Sacred Oath of the Jesuits. I looked into that, and what I found is this book called The Monita Sacrita. It's on openlibrary.org, and it was written by an ex-Jesuit, and it was published originally in the year 1723. And I didn't read the whole thing, but I just skipped through it, and so I just want to share a few things here. If you want to look more closely into it, I'll leave the link below. So it says, the greatest possible care must be taken that these instructions do not fall into the hands of strangers. But if this should happen, let it be denied that these are the principles of the society, and let such denial be confirmed by those of our members whom we are sure know nothing of them. So it's saying there are some people within the order itself who don't know the ultimate agenda, which makes sense because we know a lot of organizations do that, a lot of secret societies do that. Chapter 1, it says, in order to render itself acceptable to the inhabitants of a place, the object of the society will be of great service. It is necessary to discharge the most humble duties in hospitals, to visit the poor and the afflicted and prisoners, that the principal inhabitants may be led to admire and love our people. So I'm just going to skim through what I've highlighted in here. And then it says, and cause them to be more liberal towards us. And then it says, all must learn the same outward manner. Be cautious in buying land. Let this be done in the names of some trusty and secret friends. Let the purchases which are adjacent to our colleges be assigned to colleges at a distance, by which means it will be impossible that princes or magistrates can ever have certain knowledge of the revenue of the society. So, I mean, they're trying to hide their revenue. And then it says, let the greatest amount be always extorted from widows. And let what is contained in the Roman treasury be kept secret. And this reminded me of Matthew 23, where it says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayer. And make long prayer for a pretense. I mean, that sounds to me like most of the church leaders that are in existence now. I mean, there's probably a few that are truly sincere, but most that I've seen, they all use the same vocal inflections while they're doing it. So, I mean, you can tell that they are reciting these prayers just to conform to a community. And it actually says that right here in verse 5 of Matthew 23, but all their works they do is to be seen by men. In other words, they're just doing it to be accepted by other people. It says they love the uppermost rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets and to be called of men rabbi, rabbi. But Jesus says, do not be called rabbi because all of you are brethren. And do not call any human father. Your father is in heaven. Neither be called masters. He that is greatest among you shall be your servant. And then again he says, woe unto you hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses. And then Isaiah 10 also talks about this. It says, woe to them.
Now, the book, you better look up the name. I wanted to let you hear what her premise was. And absolutely, I heard this a long time ago. I printed that stuff a while back. I was going over some stuff. Oh, man, I got to play this one more time. Let me just say this. That playbook is what NCAA football is about. They want you to know their revenue. They got mad recently because of your man from Alabama, man. And then I hope he was listening where the man named his company Alibaba. Alibaba. Did you? The one who wants to do the carbon footprint, company name is Alibaba. Alibaba. And then I tell you about the Crescent Moon. See, it all lines up to what I told you was going to happen. The Crescent Moon, Alibaba, will be between Venus and Mars. So you better pay attention to that one. That's, and
so
the next
they all
one will
spell
be
the, words, man. They spell words. Alibaba, yeah, spell words.
And the real one,
they raised the dead. What they say, abracadabra. Cadabra's dead.
Abracadabra. There you go.
Yeah, that's dead.
There you go. There you go. Now we roll. So now we can see that they worship both the living and the dead, which is really not a bad thing. You should worship the living and the dead. The dead is going to be giving you a trace of them. Then y'all be saying grave robbery and all that stuff. Let me tell y'all something, man. If the ancestors left something, just because you don't got the charters and stuff, and, you know, a lot of people can say everything they want, but, you know, they countries got the charters to get it, you would do the same thing. You just be lying.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know damn well, if you found an Indian reservation under your house right now, and they say, well, my God, we want to excavate, and you say, well, give me your price. You say $1 billion. They would probably say, well, let us find out. Once they found out what was under there, $1 billion would be given to you. If you talked, of course you wouldn't talk because you'd be dead because you made the oath of what, you know, not to speak. What's the oath? I plead the fifth. So once you plead the fifth, like the five planets, you would end up dead. Okay, let's keep it going, boy. Y'all just don't know, boy. That's why I love this shit. It's like real to me. 7696, you on air.
Hey, that's Dry Bone.
What's up, Brother D? What's happening, man?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to comment on, like, what we basically got to do, man. See, the common person got to sit down and collect a train of thought to learn how to gain control over whatever outside force that's working against us. Because it's evident that it's more of us. I don't care how you look. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You in the same boat. We all in the same boat.
Yep.
So let's say we control by maritime law, so we just say it's a boat.
Yep.
You know? So that's basically what's going on until the common person that just regularly trying to get them something to eat, you know, take care of their family. You know what I'm saying? Just regular people have to sit down and quit thinking and quit letting other people think for them. See, we letting other people think because a lot of these women, I hate to say it, I'm not talking about women. They always say, I don't want to know. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah,
the majority of women, that's how they
know.
Are.
I've heard it.
Yeah.
I don't want to know. Go ahead. Keep going.
I try to talk to certain people. They like, see, basically they tell me, see, you got the devil in you. See, I don't know what's wrong with you. Because they've been indoctrinated with all the whatever that's going on, and nobody is paying attention, and they actually think that Joe Biden or the Democratic Party or the Republican Party or any of these parties, like I always say, it's a party, goddammit. It's a party. So,
yeah.
Some people are invited just to see the reaction. Party know exactly why you there.
That's right.
You know,
that's
everybody
right.
have an yeah. agenda. You know, some people be invited to the party. Some people not even invited. They just come. You know, they just come and
right.
be like, damn, that's what's going on over there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we all did that a few times for sure. I just blend in. They're like, yeah, they be acting like they know me.
person will dispose to leave, and also it's necessary to dismiss those who show greater affection for their relatives when disposing of their property. So if someone wants to leave their house to their child, for example, then this society.
Okay, there we go.
I'm still here.
Yes, okay. No, you go. Keep going. Don't worry. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, but basically that's what needs to happen. I'm talking about people, all our mothers and fathers. We all gotta hug each other and say we got to come up with a plan. And the next household that's next door to you, everybody gotta come and have a collective thought on what we need to do, because we the one make the
now,
world
I'm
go
asking,
round.
I'm asking now, because I've been around people who are not black, and we get along pretty good, especially here in South Florida, and I haven't gotten along with mostly all of it because that's my personality, but I do see there is some foolishness in that concept where I don't know if everybody's neighbors is are you comfortable like we used to be growing up with the neighbor. Even if we live next to some, I don't know, because I can only tell a person now, if you really don't see, and I'm generalizing, if y'all really don't see your neighbors next door, y'all don't have no type of like camaraderie or, you know, hey, or something like, hey, you know, type of beer or whatever y'all, you know, brag about who y'all look the best, whatever y'all do, if that ain't even going on, it's going to be hard to have a conversation when this shit hit, because the reason why I say that, they're going to be nervous of you now. They figure, I ain't never talked to you this whole time. You're going to have to give that some time doing a confrontational event until they have no choice but to come out and see who the fuck. Yeah, so that's
let
the
a missile, let
right
a missile jump out.
Yeah.
Let a missile jump out,
yeah,
over
right,
here.
Right.
Let
that,
a missile
that, yeah,
jump
right
out. They coming outside
right
then. It's like, you know.
Right.
But that's the true
right
fact.
I agree.
Neighbors don't know each other no more. People got
yeah
cameras.
Yeah.
Why in the fuck do you need a camera on every goddamn house? Why
yeah
you
because
need a
they
camera?
Feel,
man, that shit crazy
now,
as hell to me.
I yeah, but I'm gonna tell you why I tell, because I always ask people, because I have people show me on their job on the job. I don't have people actually show me on the job packages.
Look at my dog.
That they waiting on. Now my question to y'all is, you see now we okay with filming. So if you put the camera on your house, you know that's going through the system. You know that's going through a database. So they already know your house and everything. So every time you bring something, if you was illegal, you bringing light to yourself.
Hey, don't they say the barcode
yep
connected to all these cameras and stuff, right? So every time you
right
spend whatever you,
right,
it's clocked.
Right.
Everything is
it's
clocked.
So that's how crazy people. Now, I've had dumb people. Actually, I'm going to be honest with y'all now. Everybody, you know, is goody two-shoes in your life. So you got to look at, you had dumb people get their own stuff to go to jail by putting their
yep
own shit on social media. Now, what idiot would put their shit on social media
yep
to brag to another crew of people? That makes no
yep
sense to me, but this is where we
that
at.
That's just like all them rappers going on DJ Vlad's show, telling
yep
all their business, turn around and get caught, and
yep
they get mad at Vlad. You the one that went on there and put all your information
yep
out there.
Right.
Yeah, I see the dope dealer. He was selling dope mm-hmm and showing it to everybody, man. He's showing everybody he's slinging.
Yeah, I mean,
guy in Detroit had a it's a guy in Detroit had a weed dispensary connected to the side of his house, an actual machine.
Yeah.
He told
yeah
on himself. He
yep
look,
I
he told
that
him, right, he said, man, I've been selling that guns and that for years. What type of sense that make? The customer told on him, like, look, I'm finna go to the weed house. Look at the customers. Everybody fucked up. What the customer gonna tell on you? Finna go get high, but you need to show something. See, that's these little kids that
right
weren't raised, get yep their ass whooped by their uncles,
man,
and their aunties was ducking them out.
The
back in the days, that used to happen. Your uncle and your
yep
aunties used to dust motherfuckers off. The kids around the house, you get dusted off, you gonna learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? Kids don't get that dusting no more. They get all pampered.
Yeah.
And then the rage that
they
we seeing from these young boys, the rage that we seeing, it's female energy. It's not male energy, because we know how to calm down. We ain't just finna pop your ass for nothing. These youngsters, they ain't never had a fight. Never, they ain't even ever had a voice raised at them.
They weren't. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something I've seen, and I think it's cool that people talk like this to see that we, a different region, seeing the same thing practically. So you telling me, I'm seeing it, the concept is to almost have your kids wearing the most expensive clothes now and videotaping them.
The women, that's how they want their man to be. The women dressing them boys, and because that's how they want their man to look.
Right, because most men ain't gonna like they ain't gonna let you dress them. You know, you might have fun sometimes. Yeah, baby, yeah. I wear the same outfit. That's, I understand that concept, but every day, unless you are a celebrity and your girl got a celebrity enterprise together and y'all making money that way, I ain't gonna debase that. All I'm saying is, but to get mad if your man don't follow your clothing regimen, then you take it out on one of your kids to dress him the way you want, and then you could put that stigma on that child of dressing him where he might get beat up in school depending on what school he go to. So it does have ramifications because y'all used to know, y'all, let's be honest, we did not want to wear what we call Bobo shoes to school. I wanted Converse. I ain't want kids. You know, they had a sneaker called Keds. I'm probably telling y'all who don't know it. It used to be a sneaker called Keds back in the day but now kids used to wear Keds for the Knicks. And
hey, it's a Converse window trying to get men to go to the nail shop, man. Trying to get a man to go to the nail shop to get his hands and feet done. I said, hell no. What kind of shit is that?
No, man.
You got to get the husk off your feet, though.
Hold on. Yeah, gotcha. Hey, hold on. I'm glad you said that. I was just getting ready to get him. I said, now, dude, I don't want to know if your feet is bad, but you do have to cut that skin off. That's an art. Feet cutting and shaving is an art. So if you got bad feet, Brother West, don't tell nobody. Just put them in there. I'll tell you, put some applesauce vinegar. Get you a bucket and some applesauce vinegar and wash that skin the next day, be loose, and you can shave it yourself if you know how to do it. But I'd rather somebody do that. Yeah, that's a rough job. But that's a good one, man. He said they want you to go to the footprint book.
Don't wear socks and sandals now.
Yeah. Hey, I got to take a break. We got to take a quick break on that. That was too good, y'all. Y'all heard that, boy. That's why we got it. Sisters, don't they? See, I know y'all listening before we take this break because I know y'all listening. I said, see, Venus know y'all. And see, I'm saying, that way y'all don't get mad because you know I rib all the time on everybody. I have fun with all y'all. And y'all know damn well, y'all be tripping a lot on stupid shit that don't make no sense whatsoever. Because you've been taught
Cinderellaism.
Cinderella has made y'all believe through Disney that Prince Charming is coming to save you from this wicked witch. Look at the premise now. A mother figure, not a man figure. See, the man is Prince Charming. But you holding on to the psychological damage of the wicked mother. And Sleeping Beauty. And so whose story are we really telling? And then you got to ask, why would the Inquisitors kill all of the damn female warriors? See, when you start looking up female warriors, just start at Joan of Arc, and you will be surprised how many female warriors fought against the crown.
Oh,
we back. We're going to do this thing for one last hour right here. We're going to let it pull out and go back in. Let's have some fun with this because your mind is a terrible thing to waste, and I know you heard that before somewhere. Now, we see that these countries that this history that we've got, it's been usurped. My man just said earlier, maritime law seems to be on land. Admiralty law seems to be on land. And it doesn't look like it's getting off the land anytime soon based on what I'm looking at. And, of course, there's an energy level, like my man said when they took over Haiti, he said it was an energy point in the Caribbean. So you knew that that history that was about Haiti is factual, but it got taken out. It does not have – they lost pretty much the prestigious Pearl of the Caribbean status. It's gone. Now, can it be regained? Hey, we all can get a hard-on once or twice with Viagra. So it's possible. Damn sure possible. So let's go with this premise. We got different ethnic groups in America. Question to all you, if you were politically running for anything. This is a hypothetical, of course, so we ask y'all hypothetically. You was actually run for anything office. What would be your first when it comes to immigration? Let's deal with the immigration. Well, how would y'all handle immigration if you had any chance of power to sit down with somebody in power and say, this is how I will handle it, it's immigration. In the eyes of, look like, whatever. You could be black from the islands, so I don't know. Even the islands got different look at immigration. Black America does not have the same view of immigration as the islands, so don't get it twisted. Different view on both of them subjects. Guarantee they won't sit down to see, but guarantee you there is difference. Let me hear from y'all. What's y'all take on? What would you do? How would you deal with this immigration that's about to actually affect everybody this summer?
Well, immigration of the future, I mean, of the past, we fucked up, man. When Christopher Columbus first came over here with all the virus and diseases and shit, we should have killed his ass, man. So now the genie out the bottle now. We should have killed Christopher Columbus with all the virus and killing and taking over people's shit. You should have been killed, man.
So what
that's
about,
the way I look at it.
So what about now? We know about that, but yeah. Right now,
yeah.
How would you deal
right
with
now?
Immigration? Like, right? Would you? I mean, how would you deal with influx of people without? Because remember, you got to have a base of money to go to people. Otherwise, you're gonna have total chaos on the slant because people are gonna come in without no type of a scale of wages, and it's gonna be very interesting. So you would do what? Would you say you for, like, keeping integration on a open border level? Or let's make it simple for everybody. Open border level or national level?
When the world got smaller now, the internet, man. So everybody, like, it shouldn't be no lines in the sand no more, man. So the whole planet is free for people to travel.
Okay, good. All right. So the Brother West say the planet free. Everybody should be... Get somebody else. Come on. Me from y'all. Open border philosophy, or should y'all want a national boundary philosophy? What is it? Somebody. Can't be this Brother West.
In my opinion, I mean, a lot of people don't know their history, you know, first of all. And then if we take it depends. Now, if you go, like Brother West say, overboard nationally, and we know that the melanated was native to the land, but then, you know, when people talk about reparations, they look at the Caucasus man, but they don't look to Mother Africa because it was part of we that sold we. And then on top of that, everybody has slaves. Blacks had slaves. So, I mean, when we look at Brother West in a perspective as far as nationally, and we go sovereignty-wise and those who were sovereign to the land, whether you were on this side, which were true Americans, related to the Olmecs, you had the Garifunos and the Kalinago. Now, I'm touching on Brother West's thing. So if you go internationally, then we should take the whole thing. If we go into sovereignty
And like he said, you know, we let foreigners come in, part of the Six Kings and all that, that Nordic verse. And then you had people that were already melanated to the land that, you know, probably tried to hold off some of the Nordic invasions from that Minnesota, that Midwest area in the name of whomever, Eric or whatever the king.
Leif Erikson.
And in the form of you know, Sweden and Great Asia Minor and so forth, and the men of Swedish.
But I'm saying right now, if you had to be in politics in your area, if you're gonna leave the people out, somebody's gonna say, how are these people coming over here? Because people are getting free rides right into the country.
That was a part of the plan, because the Democrats always believed in an open book. They believe in having the numbers, because I'm learning today, it was all about demographic. The more people you let in, they say, oh, man, these Democrats are good. So they would tend to vote Democratic, and that's a Democratic philosophy. Now, if you go Republican that believe in sovereignty and people of the land, even 45 talked about Elizabeth Warren saying she wasn't Pocahontas like she claimed to be. Saying,
right.
Shit, I'm white as
right.
you, but I ain't never know you to be no Indian. So, I mean, it's two sides. You know, we see the open borders.
So basically the question would be, are you for, because Wes said he opened borders. Are you for borders or not? Let me get some more. Because everybody got to realize, you have to look at how, if you was in any position of power and you knew your citizenry is suffering considerably, and yet you allow foreigners, according to what y'all said, to actually usurp them, then how would you look at that? I mean, go ahead, 9927. I see you over there. I got to know you. What's up?
Sorry. Hey, everyone.
What's going on?
Hey.
I got you.
All right.
About the borders, I would have to stop people from coming over right now, because if, you know, because of the situation that they're doing, if we can fight against them trying to kill us, you know, in the meantime, you
right.
know, but I would try to, you know, stop the border, you know, for a minute, because if your nation is under a recession and you still letting people come in that you created, a recession that you created or are creating, because you feel being a globalist nationalist, because that's what they want to be, over the whole entire planet. So they're going to call the planet the national planet. So I'm, you know, their ideology of trying to just, they're doing it because we're helping them. The people that's working every day 24/7 in this world is building these globalist 1% world. We're building it for them. We're accepting all the technology because we feel that, oh, they got this. We better have it too, or we're going to be left behind. That spelled word that always go up in the air, we're going to be left behind. So, but if I had a country to run, my country comes, a continent and a country within the continent that I have to run. I can't allow people coming over, because invaders and aka pirates, you know, been coming over here, you know, in America, which I was born in, you know, robbing everything. So they still, the key is that they're sending refugees over here because of the depopulation. They want to depopulate us.
Now that's there you go. That's a strategy.
Level of people.
That's a hell of a strategy right there.
They
doing it on
500 million people dead, or 500 million or 500 billion, 500 billion people dead. So if they need 500 billion people dead, they're gonna start at home first. The only thing they do at home is through the job policies and things like that to see who has the intelligence. But if you're doing something that's going to go against their agenda, then you're targeted, like inventors. You know, that's going against the agenda. Inventing things to help every, you know. And then for us, we've been programmed. So right now, the generation that's here has been programmed on the money system, which is it's a bunch of bullshit anyway, and taxes and credits and all that crap, all spell casted to bind us. But if we were to tear down all that illusion, we're not mentally prepared for that, all that illusion and stop, then and do something else and have them looking at us, you know, what we would have to do is where are we going to get our protection from, because that would be the key thing right there is protection. How will we protect ourselves? Well, we got highly minded people that's around us, they'll be able to build whatever we need to, as far as whatever we need to protect ourselves. But see, they're going to be looking at us because, see, now they got the state of the art of everything. They can know how to control your frequency. They know how to boil your blood and make you go crazy and make you do things you like you never would expect to do. They'll, you know, frequency is deep.
Right.
It's been attacking
now let's go with that.
On a high level, and right now I'm good. It's a good day for me because when they start attacking me, the back of my ears start, like it's the your lymph nodes start moving. And I said, what the hell is this shit? It's the frequency. Your nerves will start going down in your nerves. They're attacking me, I'm telling you. Now, if you're not feeling this anywhere, fine. They're not attacking you. But you know, I know, I have to put on a different, I have to take my phone, put on a different frequency to counter it. That's the only way I could do that, to stop that shit. And it works. But these people
let me ask you something. Because I've been around. Now, it's a lot of cell phones. Now, I don't take what you say lightly, but
phone,
being real, it's a lot of cell phone calls around y'all.
It is, phone.
You're right. You're tearing the women up real bad. They mess with y'all
the
women up bad.
There's a lot of cell phone towers.
It's 5G powers. I mean, they're everywhere. And they do, and they give you the flu-like symptoms. You know, they're controlling. I believe they're, you know what they are, really? Because that's what they look like, harp. They're harp towers. My mind had to look at them and think about, as I looked at the old harp and looked at the new harp. I watched the clouds communicate with each other. Now, they was trying to hide the two suns. One of the suns sits off like it's behind a glass or something, and the other one sits inside. So I'm looking, and I said, yo, these are two suns. So the one out there that they're trying to fade out so you can't see, it shows like a reflection or something. But the little one, the other one that comes that we see every day, I said, is that really our sun? So now we got to remember that China launched a sun, and America launched their sun, too, before China. I remember that. They said that it was going to launch.
I seen it. You sent me the link. China definitely was doing it. Actually put it out in one of their cities. Sometimes you tell
we
people
this. We have to question that.
They,
why would you put that up there?
Yeah.
Are you attacking something up there around our sun?
Yeah, I see that.
Real sun?
Yeah. And remember, we today's program is kind of gives us a little of this. If they're looking for the holy begotten son, and they think in their mind, now just don't think human right now. They saying the real son was Saturn in them, like whoever when they was Saturn. So they like the son that we see now. They want to kill that son, and then they putting up the so called fake son.
But isn't that Lucifer? Isn't that Lucy?
Yeah. Right. Right. It's a story about astrology. Manifesting itself into power
Saturn.
Now. Because I'm like,
he wants Saturn back. How do you want Saturn back? We got Draco.
If it's the only begotten son, they trying to act like this is the first son of whatever on his earth. Now, I watched something crazy. I'm going to tell y'all something right quick. I ain't making this up. You know, you be watching a little bit of sci-fi. I watched Svengali one just recently. and it was about the mammoth monster. Now, this meteorite, listen carefully to this premise back in this black and white crazy movie. The premise was the meteorite hit the earth. It looked like it was dead until it rained on it. When it rained on it, it started creating and going and then getting bigger and crushing stuff. Crazy, right? Then it got to the science, well, what was the book? They couldn't figure out what it was. The meteorite needed silicone, which that's why it was able to turn people's body into stone. Into stone. Now, I won't listen to that. I watched the whole movie. You know, back and forth, you know, not totally, but I'm doing things, watching it, you know, laughing. But anyway, long story short, something at the end of the movie say, think for a minute. And I said, damn, that's the Bible story. That's Sodom and Gomorrah, where a meteorite was falling on the city. They said it was being a meteorite, and it turned them into stone, because what happened is these particular stones that came down supposedly needed to live. They were living. This meteorite was living. Then it went, and the mind said, think again. Then it's the cobblestone. That's the meteorite. So this
and that's
stone,
why we got all these petrified giant trees and giants and stuff. They find
that's
this petrified animals,
exactly
giant reptilians, petrified,
yep.
All these petrified beings.
Yes,
you got, no, really,
right.
Giant reptilians, elephants.
Yep.
You got a whole head in Puerto Rico, I think it is, or one of those sitting in the water petrified, a giant head. Yo, it's real. It didn't happen to
it's
us
real.
Already. See, they looking for all of this weaponry. They want this weaponry. They lust for weapons. I've never seen a race of beings that lust for weapons. They make everything out of a killing machine. Everything from your food, from you, from your soul. They make us out of killing machines. And I'm like, why are we?
That's the Inquisition now. The Purge. Now, the Purge is what I'm talking about today. That's why I said if y'all listen to this program, others listen to it, we put a lot of facts in there. Even if we talk crazy, we always bring you back to factual earth. Now, I'm going to bring you back to what we said earlier. Dr. Carl Anderson said something to me about, not to me, but on Bryce's show about Maxine Waters. And I can sense something when I say that is so fucking, he hurt me on that one. That was a painful thing he did on me. I'm like, damn, you say you hate the party, but then you mention her? Now, I'm going to tell y'all should call Dr. Claude, Dr. Bryce, after I play this clip, and ask them, why should we listen to Maxine Waters after you hear this clip? Bryce, I hope you listen. I hope somebody who's listening got some. And Dr. Claude, you will always be welcome to my show because you're going to do some great things, but you have to now come to fruition of answering some of your things that come to fruition. That means the black population have sorry-ass politicians. That's what you're saying. Nothing we did was right. Everything we did was pretty shitty, had no concept, and you work with Carter, and yet you mentioned Maxine Waters? Because y'all from the same what? I don't know what you're from the same what from. But for you to say that, and I'm going to play this so black folks know how crazy it is to be worshiping these type of people. Listen to this woman here. This was recently. This is right. I think when COVID was just getting started. Just getting started.
The National Coalition of Blacks for Reparations in America.
In COBRA,
thank you. Congressman Waters. The global reparations movement is advancing mightily on the planet. Our brothers and sisters in the Caribbean are suing the nations of Europe that had involvement in the enslavement of the Caribbean. In Europe, our brothers and sisters in London are crafting legislation. On the continent of Africa, we understand that there will be a major reparations conference in 2019-2020. Here in America, the only federal legislation, the federal push to have this country redress the crimes against African people has been H.R. 40. And now that Congressman Conyers is no longer there, we need someone to stand up and push this legislation forward. You have historically been a supporter of this legislation. We ask that you co-sponsor now, and not only co-sponsor, become an active co-sponsor. You have a relationship with the millennial as Auntie Maxine that no other congressperson has. And we're in COBRA personally right now today asking you to become more active in the role of push H.R. 40.
I'll be happy to do that. That's no problem. But let me tell you this. In order to get where we need to go on this issue and other issues, we've really got to understand that 2018 is important to taking back the House and taking back the Senate. And, of course, we've got to get the White House. If we want to get to the point where we can get reparations, we've got to have the power to do that. Number one, by having a supportive president would be wonderful, but taking back the House would be absolutely wonderful. And so, yes, I'm Maxine Waters. I am a progressive. I am a liberal. I am someone who is willing to step way outside of the box in order to do what America has not done. But let's understand, I need y'all to register and vote. I need to take back that House so that we can have a majority in the committee. I am the ranking member of the Financial Services Committee that oversees Wall Street and HUD and all of that. And by the way, we're going to take care of Ben Carson, too.
Now, she did all that talking, wanted to get rid of Ben Carson and all this shit. And all you black folks listening, I don't care if you got great jobs. Don't make no difference to me because you got great jobs. What's that got to do for me? Whatever you believe, you rich.
I ain't
black.
Got no job.
She spoke out.
Hey,
play what you said to the homeless, man. You said something to the homeless. You was handing out vouchers to the homeless people and ran out. And she told the people to go home, and the people say, we ain't got no damn home. This in California like 2 weeks ago, man.
Check that out.
Wow.
Maxine Waters now.
Instead of her saying, we'll bring more vouchers for you, but we ran out, so we'll come back tomorrow. That's all scam. This is bullshit. They're not helping
people.
If you really want to help those people, stop building them some houses. Stop trying to...
Right, but that's my point. They used the COVID money. Now, they had y'all city. They had Buffalo scared as hell. They'll have a bunch of cities around here scared as hell. I mean, hardcore scared. Scary scared. And they took y'all COVID money and never gave y'all, a measly amount of money. And everybody went crazy, even here.
They're using some of that COVID money now to implement those universal basic income programs. They're doing it in Chicago.
That's what they. Thank you, man.
That's your reparations right there.
They actually use the money. Let's even go further because Dr. Carl Anderson got an answer for this. For what he said on Bryce, Dr. Bryce. If you're going to tell me, Maxine Waters knew that the money from COVID was never used to the black people. Never used.
I know some people that live out in Cali. They listen. I wish they called in and raised their hand, man. I know some people out there in Cali right now. They can tell you exactly about Maxine, man. I wish you'd go ahead and hit one.
I like to say is, Maxine Waters has been around for a long time. Ray Fauntleroy know her. I never him say anything. A lot of people know her, but Kwame Pryor, a lot of people have known. Now, here's the key. She's still in power now in California, like Brother Wesley said. She's still in power.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem to me is the black, just like in Chicago, we got all these women now in power. But they said, you heard that tape, the Jesuits, they said liberal. She said, I hope y'all listen, she said, I'm a progressive and a liberal. Right there, Malcolm X wouldn't have liked her.
Yes, she did.
See, I hope y'all be listening. That's why I say, I don't even know if we really listen. The woman told you who she was. Told you. You ain't getting that. I'm a progressive and I'm a liberal. I could do that. I could do what? What you going to do? She said, I could do that. She told, listen how she lied. Oh, I could do that. You know what they did, everybody? They wanted to give immigrants $400,000. Think about what I just said. Biden came in and said he wanted to give reparations to the immigrants. Did y'all not hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all not hear that?
Read it.
Okay, now, what kind of people? What kind of
that
people?
Was, that was lies.
Come
Let
on.
Me tell you the lie he told the voters that voted for Biden.
Go ahead.
I'm going to invest, what is it, $15 billion in our young black entrepreneurs so that they can get on their feet. Nope. Where did it go? To Ukraine, I think. Didn't it go to Ukraine? Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yep. Did they cut him off again?
No, I hear y'all. Go ahead. I hear you.
Can you hear me? That's what he did.
Yeah, I
was gonna touch on what the sister said, you know, and as far as what I was saying earlier about Democrats believing in open borders. Now, when we listen to Maxine speak, she said, like as Bones was saying, he beat me to the punch, but it's all good because it's out there. She spoke on four sides of her name. She's a progressive. She was liberal. Because a lot of people don't know what really liberalism is. Even one of the head, F. Lee Buckley, one of the staunches of, he was one of those Nazi, Republican Nazis back in the days. He even talked about being a liberalist. But, you know, she say, I'm progressive, I'm liberal, and I'm willing to go out the box to do whatever it takes. When you go outside the normal natural centralization of people thought, whether it's Democrat or Republican, because, you know, they kind of monitor you, say, okay, they say Trump was right central. And then Biden should have been, with all his 40 or 50 years, he should have been left of the center or whatever. And Trump right of the center. When you go all the way left, like an AOC, then you're going outside the box to taking us to places we've never been. And then when we talk about this recent economic reset, that's all in itself. So, sis, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. Good to hear you, though.
It's nice to hear you, too. The way I look at it, you know, is just me. And if we're all going to have to come together, either we're going to have to do some kind of e-commerce or something that's going to generate, because, you know, going up against them, you're going to need
funds. When you say e-commerce, what you mean, like e-commerce, like through the internet, right?
You know, we are technical
because
now.
I'm warning y'all now. I'm telling y'all now. From my brother set up Middle Florida, he said in the legislation, because he sent it to me, and Brother Kwame says, it's a lot of legislation, man, our people ain't even aware of. They're not reading none of this legislation stuff. And when you start to see that what's in there, you be like, wait a minute. This is like a slush fund for like doughboy money. We're going to lie to y'all. We're going to get this doughboy money. Y'all going to just stay stupid. And that's what the people now waking up with the internet, knowing how to see this. Our politicians are at the most frightening point in their life because they actually are going to see Batman. I just told y'all they killed a judge.
And they already pushing legislation here in Illinois, like when they putting up new buildings and new construction in Illinois. Now it's a mandate in the law that they have to put electric car chargers in a lot of these buildings and homes now. And it's being mandated in Illinois. Real
mandated.
Talk.
Right. Right.
And you got your best money.
They want the smart city. This is their goal.
Yeah.
The smart city.
But see, you know, with the new grid that's some bones about this, it's this new system they got called Wiggly or Wiggly. They call Wiggly. It's where you're going to be able to charge your phone and not even have to be plugged into the old electric, you know, within the house. Or it's called Wiggly or Wiggly. It's a small group of scientists, and they want people to invest into it. And they send a little ad on YouTube and say, are you willing to invest in this little smart off? It's a group of scientists getting ready to put forth this thing where you don't even have to plug into the grid. They could charge your phone off of the thing. I said, what?
Now,
about the system.
The 5G is obviously that's its paradigm, is that we will be able. Now, we getting up in age. I'm looking at not just us. We know what's going on. The young people going to think it's cool, think it's the shit. So if they are going to now energize your phone without no electric source, basically you the source and whatever it is beaming into you because it's on you. The phone is going to be on your body more than likely.
Yeah, they're going to put sensors in the road where you got the electric cars where you ride across the road and your car get recharged, right? With the sensors in the road.
Right. Right. Now, we don't have that infrastructure yet. The elite do. The elite cities, the smart cities like y'all heard, Dubai. Let's just use Dubai because everybody knows that one. That's a smart city. They already got the Jetson shit going on. They already got the shit going on. It's like you ain't getting in unless you are of the elite status. That's what keeps this caste system going. You know, you can get over there and go over there, blah, 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 and got the money to actually see the city. Or in America,